fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
She's pregnant for the third time.
Because she's a hoe.
Well, y'all locked her up.
Good afternoon, thank you for calling Whole Foods Market. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is loss prevention there? Can I talk to them?
I don't think they're in yet. Would you like to talk to the store manager?
Preferably loss prevention, or who would be watching, stuff like that. I want to discuss a bribe.
A bribe?
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably talk to the store manager, because they're not... The loss prevention's not here until this afternoon.
So I got to pay off the store manager instead?
I'm not sure what you're...
Will he take cash, or no?
I don't know.
Is he there now, motherfucker?
Yeah, hold on just a moment.
All right. Psh. How rude.
I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew to rise above it all or drown in my shit.
Good afternoon, they're calling Whole Foods Market, Indian School Plaza. This is Garrett.
Wow, really? Wow. You hung up on me like that?
I didn't hang up on you.
I was on hold, you were getting a store manager, and I held for a long time, and then click.
Go ahead and try again.
Try what again?
If you could hold on, get you the store manager.
Try what again?
Let me get you the store manager.
No, what did you say, try that again? What do you mean?
I'm helping customers. I'm a cashier up here at the store.
I'm talking
to customers and people on the phone.
Is she trying to pay at the POS?
Hold on just a moment. I got the store manager for you.
Okay. Is that Zyklon? It sounds like Zyklon. It sounds like Zyklon's balls drop.
Mike speaking. How may I help you?
Who was I just talking to? Was that Zyklon?
No, that was just one of our team members. But I'm the assistant store manager. What can I do for you?
Assistant store manager?
Yes, yes.
All right. Are you the head? Are you this most senior officer right now on deck?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Hey, buddy. How are you? Anyway, my name is Tony.
Right on.
So I'm looking who would I pass on a bribe to get the camera feed replaced with like still frames, still images, or like a still loop for about maybe 30 minutes worth of footage?
Really nobody's able to be bribed.
But how much would you, I mean, I'm sure you got some bills, you got some resolving debt, maybe we could pay it off for you, do a balance transfer here and there for you, you know?
Nah, man, I'm doing pretty good. But you know what, you have a great day.
We have Bitcoin. You like that Bitcoin? I'll get you.
You know,
some.
Like corn's good, I guess, but I'm pretty good, man. Like, you have a great one.
Okay. Sexual favors. I even whored myself out.
Thank you.
Yanni's.
Hey, Yasu.
Okay.
Yasu, how are you?
I am doing well.
I need to speak to the head Greek in charge, please.
All right, you got it.
Okay, how long I have to wait?
Hello?
Yes, this is the head Greek in charge.
Who's this?
Oh, my name is Tony. I'm a friend of Gus.
Gus who?
Gus told me to call.
I don't know who Gus is.
Gus from the Gus that has the diner, you know?
I don't really know.
You're Greek, right? You're Greek?
Yes.
Good, good. God bless you. Listen, I'm trying to open up the Tomb of Athena with the... I have the Arrow of Apollo, and I'm supposed to be able to find the Tomb of Athena. It's in between the Gate of the Gods, where Athena threw herself down onto the rocks. And through there, I should be able to open up her tomb, and it'll lead me out of Kobol... to Earth, to the real Earth. So can you help out and tell me exactly where that would be, the Tomb of Athena?
I have no idea, sir. I really can't help you. I'm sorry.
Please, can you? I mean, it's important for the fleet. Speak to the head Greek in charge, please.
He's not in right now. Can I take a message?
Well, who else is Greek there right now, motherfucker? Yeah. Since there's no more Greeks there, I figure I'd just be nasty. I'll call back. Motherfucker. It seems like all I ever want to do anymore is just say motherfucker now when I have no. Oh, the old fax tone. Motherfucker. Fine. Far out, man. Hello?
Yes, can I help?
Yeah, I need to speak to the head Greek in charge.
The manager's not here until tomorrow, 11:30.
Are you a Greek?
No, I'm not.
Oh, what are you? What race are you?
What am I? I'm a Heinz 57.
That's it?
You're
made out of the sauce?
Yeah, I'm made out of all kinds of stuff.
You stupid motherfucker. This isn't a fucking joke. Asshole?
Yeah,
I don't need a joke answer, motherfucker.
Well, just come on down here and talk to me then.
Son of a bitch.
See you later.
Yeah, is there a bar there? Motherfucker.
I hate it when they do the hoo 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 hoo. I'm milkman. Oh hoo hoo hoo. Hoo hoo hoo. Is this a Greek holiday? Is this the Greek Sabbath? What is this? Fucking asshole. Out of business, Obama. Obama, Obama. Now that we know that it's true, what in the 90s everyone suspected, that there was computer machines out there that listened to every conversation and would find, like, if you mix the president's name or White House with bomb or explosive or something like that, and would flag you. Now that we know that that actually existed, it must be a pain in the ass since Obama's president. So now you got people saying Obama, president, and White House in the same sentence, and bomb is in it. It's part of Obama. So they probably had to release a patch. Right, guys? Just so it wouldn't flag those. Like, the patch was like, it was like, if common equals O star MA, then, you know, null route. Yeah, something like that. That's how I would code it. Would that be, I think that was good. I think that's a good patch fix right there. Quite proud of myself for coming up with that. If the government still didn't have that, they can thank me for that one. When the main computer, government computer machine, also known as Uncle Sam, finally processes this in its CPU. CPU, which is the size of a small arena. Somewhere in the frozen Arctic under the ice. That's why global warming is so important.
Message system
423 92. Oop, I wasn't paying attention there. I hope this answers. This is a mobile home for sale. I want to say I want to test drive it. It's a mobile home. I gotta hook it up to the flatbed truck and test drive. Come on, answer. If not, chat room, find me mobile homes for sale.
leave a message after the tone.
Fuck! It's talking to me, the song. The computer's just talking to me. Nunu sending in a number for a halal Subway sandwiches in the UK, the United Kingdom of Kentucky. Let's call him.
BP.
What?
Huh?
You say this is BP?
I know. No, it's Subway, sorry.
Oh, do you also work at BP?
No, I don't work at BP, but I'm working in BP.
You're working in BP?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're inside the BP?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay, alright, so I want one bacon.
You'll have to come after... If you want something to order, you know, because at the moment we're closed.
Yeah, I like to have one ham.
One ham.
Bacon.
All right, okay.
Oil.
We don't do bacon.
Oil, ham. Bacon, ham, oil, mayonnaise, blood.
Hiya.
Yeah, I want to also see the whole face of the woman.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to see the whole face of the woman.
Go on a porn site then.
That's what they like, those people, right? Really gets them horny, like, oh yeah, I can see your face. Yeah, I can see your face.
Okay.
Yeah, confronted me. He's like, okay. I defend the women. I am the man. And then I fuck a donkey. Those people are very, very, very repressed. Not as bad as the Japanese. Nunu reporting a lot of Pakistanis fuck their own cousins in the town of Bradford in the United Kingdom, which is under an invasion by the Moors currently. Muslim-speaking people from the East who have been invading the United Kingdom in places such as Bradford and demonstrating...
So I feel that.
Hello? Yes, hello.
Hello?
I understand there are a lot of... Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Are you fucking, are you stupid? He probably had the phone upside down, didn't even realize it, because he's a Moor. Damn Moors.
To an automatic.
Damn it, motherfucker!
a little bit of email business, personal email business on my Android phone, on my Galaxy phone. I will now do more prank calls. Thank you. For a coon dog?
Yeah.
I got a puppy coon dog. His name's Motherfucker. He just...
Where you live at?
I live on Horse Machine Ranch, off of Horse Machine. Horse Machine Ranch subdivision, the new one. We got big ranches with the horses, and you can ride your machines everywhere. You can ride the Sibian. You can ride the motorcycle. A Harley. I got a big Harley, and I got a Sibian sexual machine that my wife can ride also. And we have dog machines also. We have the machines for the dogs.
Hell.
Yeah. So, do you want to come see the dog? And you can, you know, do you want measurements of his parts?
Well, I live in Hawkins County, so I probably ain't going to be coming that far for a dog.
Well, yeah, you're like 10 minutes away. We're in that area now. It's called Horse Machine Ranch Road.
I ain't never heard of that road.
Well, you got to look on the computer or a new phone book, get a new phone book, you know. A police machine can tell you also. They'll tell you, you know. I never heard that, motherfucker. I know no horse machine, motherfucker. This is what I tell the people of this town all the time. Oh, yeah, I'm in Horse Machine Ranch. Oh, yeah. Cool. Or you can raise horses on your property and ride machines. Even big sexual machines for your wife. You got a 95 Honda Civic car machine?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. How's the back seat doing on that? What? He's like, oh, fuck you. Fuck you, city slicker. You just moved here. This is like right by where Tuck lives.
Leave your name and number,
and
I'll call you back.
You can tell, too, right? Leave your name, motherfucker. Leave your name, motherfucker. Why would I care to tell you? I'm all right, I guess. Yeah, you got a 2003 Honda Accord machine?
Do I have a Honda Accord?
You have a Honda Accord machine for sale?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a V6 in it?
Yes.
How's the back seat in that?
It's leather.
Yeah, it's leather, leather seats. Okay, is there a lot of fornication in the back seat or a lot of women sat back there?
No.
Hmm?
No, not hardly.
No, did a teenager own it ever where they might have been doing a lot of fucking in it?
No.
No, and you never, did you ever have sex with your husband in it?
No, and I would appreciate it if you didn't call me back.
Oh, Mike told me to call. Mike told me to call you.
Oh, who's Mike?
Your husband.
I don't have a husband named Mike.
Well, who is he, your brother then?
No.
What do you mean, no? Who is he? He's the guy you just fuck in the car and then sell the car?
No.
Yeah, right. You're disgusting.
If you want to call and talk to me that way, then you can deal with somebody else.
No, no, come on. All right, I'm sorry. I'll be nice, okay? I'm sorry. Okay, where can we meet? but moving on, where can we meet? Where can I say it?
How are you?
I want to make an order. One ice cream.
For a cake or?
No, an ice cream.
What would you like?
One ice cream in a cup with a spoon, cold, covered, smothered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have cookies and cream?
Yeah.
All right, I need 20 individual samples of cookies and cream in one container.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
This guy wants 20 individual samples of cookies and cream. I don't know if you want to deal with that.
Hello?
Yeah, I need to make an order. 20 individual samples of cookies and cream in one container, please.
Okay, you're just wanting samples?
Yeah, 20 samples, but in one container.
So you just want the little taster spoons with a tiny bite of ice cream on them?
Yeah, but 20 of them. 20.
Okay, I'm
going
to charge you.
20? No, it's free sample.
Well, if you're going to come in and get samples in bulk, I can't do it like that.
Oh, come on. It's free. It doesn't say out there.
Yes, as long as you're buying something, you get free samples. but you can't just come in and ask for 20 samples and expect them to be free and walk out and not buy anything.
It says free sample. That's the guy in the guidebook. I'm looking at it now, the PDF.
Yes, sir. You do get free samples if you come in and purchase something, but you cannot come in purchasing anything.
I can go and sample one of each and be like, these are all disgusting and I don't want them, and walk away, and you can't do anything.
Yeah, that's different for you to place an order for 20 samples. I'm going to have to...
All right. I just want one sample, but of each one, and put those into one container.
Okay, I'm going to have to charge you for that, sir.
No, it's one sample.
You're asking for more than one sample, though, and you're asking for it to go.
I'm asking you for one sample. It's not my fault. You have all these different kinds. Who knows which one? Well,
if you come in and you want to purchase something, we'll be glad to give you samples, but you can't place an order for 20 samples.
Listen,
and expect them to be
You got to work this out. We got to work this out. Either I get a sample, one of each one, or I get... 20 of just cookies and cream, in a regular
Sorry,
cup.
Sorry, I cannot do that. I cannot give you 20 samples for free, and you're not going to buy anything. That's just our policy.
That's not fair. It's not your policy not to do this. You can't tell me where it says it. You can't tell me where it says it.
I'm explaining to you that if samples are free. If you come in and purchase something, you can sample as much as you want as long as you buy something. But for you to place 20 samples, I'm going to have to charge you for that because
right,
it's going to be like a full scoop of ice cream
yeah,
that way.
But, all right, I will buy something. I will buy something.
Okay, if you come in, then I can give you all the samples you'd like as long as you buy something.
I'm going to want 225 samples of cookie dough in one container.
I'm sorry, sir.
You said as many as I want.
Yes, but now you're taking advantage, and I feel like you're just trying to get free ice cream out of me, and I don't appreciate that.
It says free samples with purchase. You just
samples,
confirmed that.
Sir.
You just
yes,
confirmed that. You said as many as I want. You said as many as you want, sir. That's how you said it even.
Let me take your name and phone number down, and I can contact my owner, and he can explain it to you a little bit better.
Well, I am
the manager here.
I know what you said, and you're going to have to lie. You're going to have to lie.
I'm telling you our policy, and I can take your name and phone number down if you have a problem with it.
No.
And I will have my owner contact you.
I'll call. When's the owner there again, honey?
He doesn't come in until the weekend.
Well, I will call in the weekend when you're not there, hopefully, either to put lies in his ear, whispered lies and untruths to his ear. Because I know exactly what you said. You said I could have as many samples as I want as long as
I bought something.
But
I did not think you were going to take advantage and say you want 250 samples.
Why would I not try to take advantage? It's the law of economics.
You want 250 samples of the same flavor. That's going to come out to so much ice cream that I'm going to give you for free, and I'm just not able to do that.
But it's a small
spoon. Let me get your name down, please.
It's a small... You can use the same spoon even if you want.
I cannot use the same spoon and keep re-dipping it into the ice cream.
It's just 250 times. How are you going to do it? How are you going to figure it out?
Let me take your name down, sir.
Cross.
Is your name?
Cross.
Ross?
Cross.
Cross?
Yeah. Cross.
Cross. And your phone number, please?
457-2014.
Okay, sir. We will get back to you if you want to call back on the weekend. He will be here. His name is Chris. I will let him know the situation, and if you'd like him to contact you, we can do that.
Yeah, have him call me because this is serious. Because you're
okay,
and I'm not going to appreciate when you're going to tell him all these lies about what you didn't say.
I will tell him exactly what I said, sir.
Okay, and I will too. I'm going to tell him too, and he'll believe me. He'll believe me because it bros before hoes.
Okay, my name is Ashley, sir. Go ahead. I'll have him call you. Okay.
All right, sexy girl. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss your labia. Yeah. Well, that escalated quickly.
thanks for calling Morrison's Croydon. To hear our store opening hours, please press 1. Or to speak to a member of the store team, please press 2. You are now being connected to a member of the store team. Please hold whilst we connect you. You may hear a period of silence. Please hold until you are answered. You are being connected. If you find the line is engaged, please try calling again.
Engaged. It was engaged. Hey, how are you doing, sexy?
Oh, I'm all right, sexy. How are you?
I want to make an order.
What order?
Yeah, one sandwich.
Which one?
Bacon, ham.
We don't do bacon.
I command you.
Huh?
I command you to make a bacon.
We can't do bacon.
I'm looking on the website. It says how to order, and it says choose bacon.
We do turkey rations. Yeah, no bacon.
No bacon. It says bacon right here on the website, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a halal Subway, you know. We do turkey rations, not bacon.
Bullshit. It's bullshit. Disgusting people.
You call... What do you mean by disgusting, man? It's halal Subway.
What? It's disgusting people food? Is that what you're saying? Dirty packies? I sound like the Joker when I say that, when I do that. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to learn how to laugh like the Joker. Like Keith Ledger.
Hello.
I'm the Joker. And I hate Muslim and Islam. Motherfucker. Come front of me. Bring your sister. Huh? Bring your sister to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you come front and I'll show you how to kiss.
There's police coming to your door. No worry.
Oh, all good.
Right. I just got your number. I'm going to send the police to you, okay?
And they're coming to pick me up so we can kick your ass.
I recorded your phone. Don't worry.
Bring your sister. When they fuck come, you. Bring your sister for them to fuck. Fuck. a halal Subway in London. Thank you. Thank you, Nuno!
Calling Morrison's Croydon. You are now being connected to a member of the store team. Please hold whilst we connect you. You may hear a period of silence. Please hold until you are answered. You are being connected. If you find the line is engaged, please try calling again.
Blah, blah, blah. Coño, move it. Shit.
Good evening, Morrison.
The line was engaged. 3 times when I called. Hello? He's like, eh. Now it's 4 times. It was. It was engaged. Just once, though. I was embellishing a little bit. I only tried to call them once.
Hello.
Hello.
Morrison Croydon. To hear us, you are now being connected to a member of the store team.
You can hear the halitosis.
Please hold whilst we connect you.
You may hear a period of silence.
Please hold until you are answered.
God, you can hear the halitosis in that. Hello.
Please try calling again.
God, it talks so much. Thank God with this new app I used, I can turn the volume down individually on calls. I can only do one at a time, though. I can conference somebody. It's like I got to hit star 2 and then dial.
Hey, Morrison.
Hey, buddy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be like that. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be like, I was just a little upset. How are the accommodations down there tonight? I'm coming in my caravan. I'm from the United States. I'm on holiday.
Okay, we're closed now, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but you got the parking lot there, right? The car park, like you call it?
We have a car park, yes.
Yeah, do you got the hookups for the toilet and the water and everything so I can take a shower?
No, and if you do bring a caravan here, we will give you the same as the last lot of people, which would be notice of eviction, and the police will come next day to evict you.
Yeah, but it's just for one night. It's just for one night while I'm traveling through town.
Okay. We don't allow people to stay in our car park, and okay. Anyone that stays in a car park will get a notice of eviction from the bailiffs the next day.
Can I just bring my caravan and fuck my wife in it, and then we drive off?
I'd rather you didn't.
But I'll buy something.
Well, we're closed, I'm afraid. And it's not about buy something. We don't allow people to stay overnight.
Oh, but it's on the website, the Traveler website. It says, come here, here's a good place, good parking lot, that they tapped into the electrical under the road there so they could get power and everything.
There's no electrical under the road, I'm afraid, sir.
Yeah, there is, where the lights are. They said they tapped into it, and you can plug right into it.
Really?
Yeah, you can run your whole RV. Or your caravan right on it, yeah, and that there's even water hookups and everything.
I wouldn't know anything about them, I'm afraid.
Well, it's a website that's only for travelers, I guess, for people that do holidays
me. I'm afraid I have to finish the conversation, I'm afraid, but you're not welcome to park.
Well,
yeah,
thank
caravan,
you.
Okay?
You've been so much fun, honey. Okay. If I was there, I would stroke your hair and kiss you, you know?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Very helpful, yeah.
Hello, you've reached the Holy Mark Church, the Nazarene.
Where we offer spacious 1 and 2 bedroom apartment homes.
Answering, motherfucker.
Southwest Phoenix Post 7-Eleven District Office. Our regular business hours are...
Oh, wow, that's actually the corporate office. That's actually 7-Eleven corporate. Well, so much for that idea. Let's try it at the Valero across the street. Hey, I'm calling from the corporate office. We need to get the keys and go to the back where the breakers are and unlock them and turn them all off and then back on.
Okay, all of them?
Yeah, I got to stay on the line and make sure that the generator takes over.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
Okay.
The breaker, that's where the cooler fans and everything are at, right?
Yep.
Okay, turn them all off, all the switches?
Yep, every single one.
Okay, and then turn them all back on?
Leave them off for 10 minutes. The power's going to take back over. The big generator outside will turn on. And
okay.
Let it stay on power off for 10 minutes and then turn them back on, and that's it.
All right, let me do that right now. I'm going to switch everything off.
All right, just let me know when they're all off.
Okay.
There you go. Finally hit the VoIP. Took her a while. At least we get to hear them all being switched off. That was quick. You see how I went right in through that really fast. Very fast, forceful. Mr. Brad Carter taught me that. He's like a brother to me, that man. Love him. That was really easy, chat room. I straight up just was straight to the... We're going to get the keys. We're going to go back. We're going to turn them all off. Okay. 2 minutes later, done. That's how it's... Yeah, Nunu, I think that is the world record. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We're going to have to break down the time of that and make it a challenge to get it to time it from when you tell them to do that to where the voice connection cuts off when the power, you know, hits the VoIP equipment. I would say, safe to say, I would be probably the fastest so far. I will break it down. I'll get the timing of that. I'll post it somewhere. We'll all strive on the different shows to beat that. And whoever beats it, just, you know, you're the breaker king of PCN, of the PCN clan, of the PCN people. Nunu says from when they pick up the phone, deal. Perfect. The amount of time it takes from when they pick up the phone to you hear the click.
Breaker King. Well, devise some kind of a trophy or something. All right, moving right along. I still want to do what I think Tabachi either tried or was successful doing, was getting that done at a gym where there were, where he was, I think it was presumed that there were people on the treadmills out of wanting to see if we could, I don't know, if anyone fell off, because some people start jam wailing on that treadmill, man. Probably go right through the wall, right through the mirror and everything. Shit. I'm afraid to do that one. Because I'm afraid someone's going to break some teeth or some fucking retarded shit will happen and it'll all fall on me. So if you're a friend of Cracker, you should influence her to do that. I'm kidding. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because she's crazy. She'll do it. And this will have to be taken out of the audio. Look for more businesses. Let's see, probably closed. Plumbers are really lazy. They're all in the union and fat and lazy. Like, fuck that. I gotta clean up shit and deal working shit. Crouching down in the shit and piss all the time, fixing bullshit that no one else wants to deal with. I'll make my own motherfucker.
You have reached Stacy with DJs.
See what I mean? You know what pisses me off? People like that, like plumbers and shit. You look them up. When I was back then in the 90s, let's say, with my family, we'd look them up, motherfuckers, up in the phone book, and their ad in the phone book is all 24/7 emergency service call at 24/7 on call emergency, blah blah blah. And I remember once we, like, for example, one time we tried to call like maybe around 6 o'clock because we had like this massive flooding in our house because a pipe burst, and we were trying to call plumbers and like disaster repair people. There's, I forget what it's called, people that come in when you have a flood in a house. They, I think it's called restoration or something. And we get, you know, and they're all of those guys were like, well, it's Friday and it's 5. We ain't doing nothing until Monday. And it's like, you motherfucker, it says 24 hours, 7 days a week service, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes down to it, every time, like, my dad would try to call someone that, like that, it's like, you know, I don't know. You know, I always thought it was because of the Hispanic name. You know, they would hear the Hispanic name, be like, oh, fuck that. Fuck those people. That's the feeling I always got where I grew up, and when shit like this went down, deep down, a lot of those motherfuckers back then, even now still to a different degree, but even back then, like, fuck them. If it was some old white lady, they were like, oh, sure, honey baby. No problem, honey baby. We'll be there Saturday morning because I'm a Southern gentleman, motherfucker. I'm a redneck Southern gentleman, motherfucker. I'll take care of you, granny. If it was a Hispanic or a black lady, like, oh, no, you're going to have to deal with me on Monday. I'll come in and charge you double on shit you don't know about. So I'm going to change my name to really, I'm going to change it like Jim Smith. See if that helps me out. Get pulled over by the cops and see Jim Smith, and they take one look at me and they're like, oh, it's just one of us. No problem. Actually, I get pulled over. My last name is actually very Italian, as a matter of fact. And I get pulled over, and there was once when I was like 20 years old, 19, 20 years old. This cop in the town that I lived at in the time when I had an apartment with my two friends, Andy and Mike, my two friends from high school, out by UCF where we were students at. Anyway, I got pulled over by an Italian cop, and like, I forget what it was, but he really should have given me a ticket. I mean, I was speeding, I had a headlight that was out, and I blew through a red, like a, I blew through like a soft red. Like, the light was just turning red, and I turned left on it, because I was like, fuck, I wanted to go home. And it was, like, work, it was, I was leaving work from the grocery store that I worked at the time. And, I mean, it was a drive. As long as I didn't hit that light, it was 90 seconds to drive from when I started my car in the parking lot till I got out, you know, went across the street, went through the apartment complex or whatever. So anyway, I pulled over and the cop saw my name and looked at me and he was like, oh yeah, don't worry about it, paisano, don't worry about it, you go ahead and go. And he called me Goomba. He was like, all right, Goomba, no problem, just get that light fixed and be careful with them lights, you could get hurt. Hey, paisano, all right, see you later. And he just drove off just because he thought I was Italian, because my license had an Italian last name. And he took a look at me, he's like, oh, this guy's what it was. So they helped me out in that case. Yeah, Carlos Bupa de Beppo. Carlos Bupa de Beppo. Bupa de Beppo de Bupa de Beppo. Carlos Alberto Bupa de Beppo de Bupa de Beppo. All right, Walmart Neighborhood Market, which is just the supermarket end of a Walmart. They had these in Orlando. They had one right by my house, my condo that I lived in Orlando before I left there for Pennsylvania. And it's basically just the, if you take a super Walmart and split it in half, the one side of it that's the grocery store, that's what this is only. Just that. And, you know, they got a red box, you know, the two or three red boxes in that motherfucker. God, people just love going to Walmart and going to a red box.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
They replaced Blockbuster with a box.
It sucks, but thank you for calling Walmart. This is Tana. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to talk to electronics.
Ma'am, I mean, sir, sorry.
Hey! Why are you saying to me, ma'am? Motherfucking shit.
Okay, so this is a neighborhood market. I don't carry electronics in this.
I command you to transfer me now or put me through to a man.
Sir, I don't have electronics in this store.
Oh, you have pharmacy, don't you?
Yes, but you asked for electronics.
You have grocery. You have dairy.
Yes, sir, but this is a neighborhood market.
This is the Walmart
this
machine.
This is not a super center.
Hello?
So what would you like me to do?
I need to talk to someone in layaway then.
We don't have layaway neither, sir.
Oh, shit. What about shoes?
Sir, this is a neighborhood market. All I sell is groceries.
Or can you transfer the maternity?
Sir, all I sell is groceries.
Yeah, but you have maternity items at the grocery store.
No, I do not. I sell groceries. No, I do not,
sir. You have formula, you have baby food, you have milk, you have baby...
That's not maternity, that's actually baby.
That's for the woman who has a baby, the maternity, the mother, from the pussy, the baby comes out of the pussy. The labia opens and the baby comes out.
Why?
The cervix becomes large. And the baby... You're laughing in the back like, what the fuck? Out of the pussy. Emphasis on that P, guys. I was really trying to deliver that. Did you notice? Yeah, that's... That's what 9 years of prank calls on the air does. You're a professional like me, a professional. I can't believe she let me stay on when I was going into the pussy, you know. The labia opens and the baby comes out. They actually stayed for a few more seconds. The labia opens. And the baby comes out of the cervix. The cervix opens. Cigarettes, man. I gotta stop smoking these old dirty cigarettes. Thanks. I got.
Ross and Wants a Boat. We can find you hidden treasures. This is Vanessa. How may I help you?
Hey, sexy. How you doing?
Who? Hello.
Yeah. How you doing, sexy? That's Vanessa.
Yes.
Oh, hey. How you doing, honey? You looking good today? Come on. Like she doesn't like it. Like she doesn't like the thought that maybe I'm like Vin Diesel or something. Hey, I should tell her I look like Vin Diesel. Dude, have any of you guys seen Dave Chappelle like me? He's fucking Diesel, man. Dave Chappelle's neck is fucking freaking.
Calling Ross, you can find hidden treasures every day. This is Daniel, how can I help you?
Hey honey, how are you, Danny?
I'm good, thank you.
Can I talk to the fitting room area, please?
Yes, it's 1 second.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hello?
Yes, fitting room?
Yeah, hi. This is Vanessa?
Yes.
Oh, hey, honey. How are you? We were talking before, but someone showed up and you had to hang
up. Just 1 second, okay?
Where are you going?
Thank you for holding. This is Abby. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was talking to Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what was going on? What happened? What did she? Did she brief you on the situation? On the sit-rep?
She did not. She just called me because I wasn't back there.
All right. Well, I need a status report, please, Ensign. I need the sit rep, the full sit rep, please, on the status of the fleet. Are there any Drayda's contacts?
I need to go ask her what it is then, though.
Okay. Ask her what the status of the fleet is, please.
I need to okay. Know.
Thank you. Hey, do your phones have YouTube computers?
Do our phones have what?
Do you have YouTube computers?
Do we have YouTube computers?
Does it have a YouTube computers in the phone?
We have the new computers, our phone.
No, but the phone itself needs to have the YouTube computers and the Netflix computers?
It has YouTube on it.
Okay, but the YouTube machine?
I don't know what a YouTube machine is.
Can you find out? Can you ask a man over there? Maybe you might know.
Ask a man over there that might know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, watch. Let me hand you off real quick. Give me 1 minute.
Please, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, honey.
Thank you for holding. This is Courtney. How can I help you?
Oh, I need to talk to a man.
To a man?
Uh-huh.
Was there anything that I could try to help you out with?
Well, probably not. You're a female. Probably not. You wouldn't understand. It's like a technical thing.
Oh, like, okay. Like, well, when I was hired here, they made sure that I have technical knowledge.
That's nice, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, honey, can you get me a man? Talk to a customer on the phone, please?
Sure, let me find you a man. Give me just 1 moment.
Thank you.
No knowledge. Would someone like to help line one?
Hello, this is Carlos.
Hey, Glows, what's going on, big guy?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, listen, the telephone, when I get it, does it have the YouTube computers?
As far as the application, it does.
Yeah, and like the machine itself, or the machine itself, how much RAM, though, when I want to download more RAM to the machine itself, how do I run the, it's like a EXE or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you could do the EXE on it. Most people are doing through the SIM card itself, I mean, the SD card, but.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you'd be looking at, doing it that way.
And I have one of those. It says SD card.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy put it in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so then I'll do that. I'll do that, okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. All right. And can I come in and see you if I need help with this motherfucker?
Yeah, come on by. We can help you out. Not a problem.
And what time you close, motherfucker?
Close at 9 o'clock.
Oh, does anyone ever call you Carlito or, like, Big Fat Carlos?
No, never, but happens.
Fatlos, everyone ever call you that?
No.
Oh, no reason. Okay. All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. She was not happy that I said that shit. I was like, that's nice, honey. You heard this. Anyone want to help line one? I can just see her. He said that I'm not qualified. Because... She sounds like the old lady chicken in the Tom and Jerry cartoons. When she tells the dog everything that Tom did to her. The whole time it wasn't Tom's fault, it was Jerry's fault, that fucking piece of shit rat, disgusting rodent motherfucker. I hate that motherfucker. Who made Tom and Jerry? That wasn't Hanna-Barbera. Who was it? Was Tom and Jerry Hanna-Barbera? Who was it? Give me a phone number. Whoever owns the Tom and Jerry franchise, post haste. Give me a number. See if we can get someone to answer this time. Probably not. This is in California. Maybe. Hollywood. Look in Hollywood. That motherfucker Jerry's got it coming to him. That motherfucker him. It's fucking racist.
It's been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Bullshit. MGM, or we can call the MGM Grand Casino. They'll be open. MGM Studios used to be in Florida, but now it's just Disney Studios. So MGM Studios, Hollywood, CA. See what Google Maps finds me. Come on, motherfucker. MGM Studios. And Beverly Hills. Well, here we go. It's a start. Get to this to the bottom of this bullshit fucking Jerry the fucking rat. I'm serious. This motherfucker's had it coming from me for 35 years that I've been on this earth. I'm sure at least 34 of my 35 years I've known about that motherfucker and all his bullshit.
Hello?
Yeah, is this MGM machine?
This is MGM Studios.
Yeah, listen. I'm on to Jerry, and he's a little asshole, all right? Jerry,
what was that?
Jerry the mouse that always messes shit up for Tom all the time, the cat.
Uh-huh.
He's freaking... you know what? I'm going to curse. Can I curse without you hanging up? Can you take it, or are you going to hang up, honey? Hello? Yeah, she just hanging up. Yeah. We got some action. But they just get sexy when I'm going to answer the phone at this place.
MGM?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm glad I'm talking to a man.
Yeah.
Listen, Jerry's such an asshole. You know Jerry from Tom and Jerry?
Of course.
Yeah, that motherfucker, you know what I figured out was his fucking problem? Tom's always getting beaten up by that dog Spike, right? And he's always getting hammered and hurt and blown up and all this stuff. And it's all because Jerry is fighting him. Fighting him. And Jerry isn't supposed to be in that house. He's a rodent. He has pests. And Tom, the black lady, Mammy, she owns Tom. And that's his house. And he's doing his job because a lot of episodes, Mammy was like, I'm going to, you know, kick you out, Thomas, if you don't catch that MF and rat and everything. I read, like, the original scripts and everything. I got them.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and Tom apparently pulled a gun out on Jerry in the first episode and held it to his, like, his temple. Yeah, oh, yeah, it was really dark. It started out like a really dark story. It was like freaking Batman, like the Dark Knight kind of level, kind of stuff. But the world wasn't ready for that yet. It was like, what, the 50s, 60s maybe, right?
Yeah.
Not even. So, yeah, listen, Jerry's always trying to get Tom in trouble. And Jerry, he's like, that's a great parlay until the current immigration status, immigration situation in the United States. If you think about it, Jerry is, just abusing the system. He's not supposed to be there. He's eating up all the food. He's going into the fridge, and Tom either gets blamed for it directly or he gets blamed for not catching him. Jerry doesn't contribute anything to that house, and it's Tom's job to kick his fucking ass out of there. And Jerry is racist, too. You know that, right? You know Tom is black. He's African-American, just like his owner. And Jerry is really close to Jew, and that's where that came from. It's the Jew just setting up shop and taking what he wants in the black man's neighborhood, and the next thing you know, gentrification, and, half of Brooklyn is lost to all these Jews. Now look at Hollywood now. Look at the state of Hollywood now. I know, it's mind-blowing. I know. You've seen it yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jew thing, Are you still with me? I mean, what are you thinking? Tell me your thoughts right now.
I've reached MGM Studios. Please leave a message and someone will return your call. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording...
He stayed on the line all that time and listened to that. He just heard him every once in a while. Huh. I just want to say the previous comments about Jews and African Americans was just out of humor. They do not represent the views or opinions of myself or the other hosts of this network. It was a parody. Nothing more than that. I'm exposing Nazism. I'm not. I'm proclaiming anti-Zionistic, anti-Jewish. What is anti-Jewish? Anti-Semitic views on the network that is already accused of being a Nazi network. So I would say this is a low in relation to our relations with the insurgent group. I've gotten a few wins on me today during this broadcast. I'm going to have to turn that around. Fuck. Sir, you have the 26 acres up for sale in view.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, how are you doing, first of all, tonight? I'm assuming this is Chris I'm talking to?
Yes.
Great. God bless you. My name is Herschel Rosenfeld. I'm a Jewish banker from New York, and I want to buy an acreage here in this state, and I see that you're offering this. I will give you a good payment. You give me a good price, and I'm going to turn it into a sexual kind of liaison strip. Not a strip club, but more like a swingers club called Horse Machine Ranch.
And yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to. Do you think there's room for a helipad there? We can have helicopters come in from the city and bring down, you know, all these playgirls and stuff, you know, sexy women, porno stars. And we'll all hang out in the woods. I'll build it up and we'll have sex in the woods and in the. Is there a river or a creek going through it at all?
Are you kidding me, really?
Yeah, this is why I want to buy it. I want to build an adult swinger sex club here. Yeah.
Are you fucking with me or what?
No, what's the biggest airport close to here? Like Memphis, you think, or where?
Knoxville or Bristol.
Yeah, so yeah, well, I'll have set up a taxi service from Knoxville here. I'll have a helicopter shuttle that'll pick people up. Bring him here. All the people from Hollywood and New York, all the Jews can come with me. I'm Jewish, you know. I'm a good Jew. I'm not the bad Jews. I'm a good Jew. I just like to party, have fun, you know, do drugs, smoke some drugs, you know, and hang out with sexy women, big breasts on them, big fat titties, titty balls.
I mean, forever. You fucking with me or what?
No, really, yeah. I'm going to set up like 8 hot tubs outside and everything, and we can get all naked and have sex and drink and do drugs all private in the woods where no one can come. Yeah. And there'll be celebrities that don't want to be like Tiger Woods likes to come to my parties all the time, and he'll come, you know, and Ben Roethlisberger will come. You know these guys? You know, Joel Osteen, you know him? He comes to my parties.
No.
Yeah, Joel Osteen, he comes to my parties too. He takes his shirt off and he gets naked and suntans.
Well, I don't give a damn about no dude.
Yeah, well, he's a Christian preacher on TV, Joel Osteen.
And he gets naked?
Yeah, you never heard of him.
Oh, I ain't much of a preacher.
Billy Graham's son, Billy Graham Jr., comes and he gets naked and he holds a service on Sunday morning. We all get together naked, and he preaches the gospel for that Sunday, and he has a great homily. He goes into, you know, getting into God and how God is beautiful.
Is it naked on camera?
Not on camera. No, cameras aren't allowed at my parties. No. No cameras at all. All the cameras get taken at the beginning. They get put in the coat room, and you pick them up on your way out when you go board your helicopter to get out. Yeah. I have one of these. I have a compound in Arizona, and I've got one in Florida. And everyone just takes the helicopter from the big airport, and we have a sex party. We have senators and rock musicians, you know, members of royalty from Europe, like the daughter of Queen Beatrix comes and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we all have sex and talk about God and Jesus, and we have sex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll get, if you guys want to, you know, I'll give you and your wife full-time access. You can come whenever you want. Any event. You can come, you can meet Tom Cruise comes sometimes. Burt Reynolds comes a lot. Madonna comes. She has sex with anyone, really. Michael Jackson came. Yeah, before Michael Jackson got really bad, he came a few times.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, yeah, but back in the 80s when he was younger, he came once or twice to some of my parties.
I don't give a damn if he comes or not. He's gay.
Yeah, I know. He was bisexual, but it was just twice when he was young, you know. Yeah, he was trying to be straight, boy. He was trying to be straight.
I don't believe in that shit.
He told me, like, he's like, you know, hey, Eddie, I'm trying to be straight. He said like that. So I came to your party to be straight, but I keep wanting to kiss girls. Kiss boys, like, they're girls. And I said, why don't you just try kissing a boy? And I kissed him. And then he told me, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I'm going to be gay. But no one can know. And he was, yeah, he came out to just his inner circle after I kissed him. And I'm not gay or nothing. I'm not even bi. I just said, here, take it, feel it from me, because he was such a friend of mine, you know?
So you don't go down on one or nothing?
I mean, if you want, yeah, yeah, that can happen. Whatever you feel, every room, it has a white line painted in front of it, and the rule is, and that white line, you're not allowed to be in there unless the couple that's inside, if everyone who's inside already gives permission, then you can go inside the room and interact and masturbate on them and jack off. Yeah, he was into it for a while. I was like, oh yeah, we're going to get a swingers ranch. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, get kinky. I thought it was like pinching his nipples that whole call. Pinching, fingering his navel and pinching his nips. Oh, yeah. And Joel Osteen, can you imagine that Joel Osteen and Michael Jackson came? Yeah, Joel Osteen. Let's go with a bunch of senators and congressmen also. Lay around naked and jack off and have sex in front of each other. It sounds like some fucking Illuminati shit. Some Bohemian Grove. I should tell him, yeah, I'm trying to make Bohemian Grove East. We're expanding Bohemian Grove. It's going to be Bohemian Horse Ranch. Bohemian Horse Ranch. Joel Osteen. I was hoping you know who that was. Shit.
Yes.
You find a Jack Russell dog?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my goodness. Thank God. Oh, my God. Maybe it's him. How do you know he's a male dog?
Well, I've been around dogs a long time. I know a male.
Oh, okay. How big are his sexual organs? I can make sure that it's mine.
He doesn't have testicles.
Oh, yeah, but how big is his penis?
I don't know that.
I will have full measurements of the penis. Can you
you'll have to come.
Can you masturbate it and then measure it, please?
Sure can.
All right, okay, go ahead. I'll wait.
Who am I speaking with?
Eddie. Yeah, but if this dog does not have his testicles, it's not my dog, because my dog still had his balls because I used to masturbate it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Yeah. I got to go.
All right. Well, bye. See you later, buddy. There he goes. That's gross. He went from laughing to being like, you fucking sicko. Got a boat machine?
No, who is this?
Well, you got a flat bottom boat machine for sale.
Yeah, we got a flat bottom boat, aluminum.
Yeah, I need the boat machine. That's what it is. I call it a boat machine.
Oh.
Yeah, because I go in and I'd pork my wife in it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm making, I'm painting on the side of it, it says the pork machine. And I go out to the river. I live over here at Horse Machine Ranch. Have you heard of it? It's a new ranch. New subdivision. Every unit is 26 acres of ranch land and woods. And we all have sex houses, like sex ranches. Where we raise animals, and then we also have like hot tubs and like big pool halls, and there it's in the woods, and you can masturbate and have sex and everything together. Like it's like a sexual house. And like celebrities come from all over the world. They take a helicopter, they land it. We have a helipad out here. You can take a helicopter from Knoxville Airport. Hello. Are you there, buddy? Hey, do you want to come and look at the sexual games? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I was doing there.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
About 2 minutes, I'm going to be taking a break. It's going to be an extended break because I need to create my dinner and put it in the oven machine. I'm also going to have a piece of meat myself, get some protein in me. There's a little bit of hummus over there. I might have a spoonful or two of that. And I do have some boiled eggs left over from this morning. Perhaps I'll make that into a faux egg salad. We will see. I will give you a full report afterwards. However, in the meantime, let us do one more attempt at a prank call before I return. Oh yeah, this is not a show. It's just me doing prank calls. I have a bad habit of making it a show. It's not a show. Motherfucker. You just listen to music and listen to me do prank calls. That's it. And there's several people you can thank for that. If you don't like it, I won't come back like I used to be until all those people are dealt with.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not going to come back until all those wanker people are dealt with.
Say what?
Until all you people have been dealt with, I'm not coming back to doing the shows like I used to all the time.
You're breaking up here a little bit. Let me get
listen
over.
To me, cousin motherfucker. I'm looking for the Ford Golden Jubilee tractor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got new fucking tires in it.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it runs good like a motherfucker, right?
Yeah, it runs like a scalded motherfucker.
Yeah, and 2500, is that firm? Are you being a motherfucker about that?
You're goddamn right. That's the motherfucking lowest price I could goddamn go.
You're a goddamn motherfucker. You know that? You
yeah, I know I am.
At all? Is it because of my name?
I'm a motherfucker all the damn way. You sound like a son of a bitch yourself.
Asshole.
Huh?
Asshole.
Fucking cunt.
All right, fine. $2,500. Did you ever do any masturbating in that?
Yeah, with your old lady.
Yeah? Was your mother ever fucked in there by a black guy?
Yeah, I think some things are still on the seat.
And then you came out, right?
Yeah.
You came out of your mother's asshole. Like sloth. Yeah, sloth.
She sucked me off, and I blowed right on the hour maker. You can't even read it now.
Yeah, so. Motherfucker, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bring your Yankee ass on down here and get you some of it.
All right, I'm going to put some fingers in my...
You can plow her fields with it all day long.
I'm going to put some fingers in my butt, all right?
All right,
here I go. Yeah. How many fingers should I put up my butthole? None, I guess. None. All right, I'm going to take that break, motherfucker. I'll be right back after this.
Now's radio will be back right after this.
See? Just like she said.
Hello?
I'm with the pizza.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What happened? You hung up on me? What?
No, I didn't hang up on you.
You made an order for a pizza, correct?
Yes.
Do you have your pizza yet?
No.
Okay. This is a delivery order, I understand. We wanted... Okay. According to the computers, the address that you're getting a pizza from, delivered to, is... We're going to be... Pizza's on the way already. But the location you're getting a pizza to is in a high-risk area, high-risk delivery?
Uh-huh.
You live in a bad...
Not that I know of.
Well, it's a high-risk delivery area, so there's actually an extra deposit on that.
I don't think so.
Well, we've already put a hold on the credit card. It's a $30 deposit. This will be released after the pizza is delivered to your...
I don't want your pizza then. You're out of your mind. We've had it delivered here before, and they've never said anything like that to me before.
Well, we've had some issues with the people, you people, okay?
Us?
Yes, you people. You know what I mean by you people in this neighborhood where you live.
White. What do you mean? What does you people mean?
Well, for lack of a better term, white trash.
You're calling us white trash? You little motherfucker, I'm going to be down at that store. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but we have had pizza delivered here I don't know how many times. We just moved here, and I don't know who you think you're. I want to talk to your. I want the manager right now.
You little bitch. Now, you guys are fucking done.
Now, where's the manager?
Don't you dare talk to me like that. I'm going to make sure you.
Where?
You're never.
Is
you're
the manager.
Never,
I want to talk to the manager now.
No, I am the manager. Right. I'm the owner of the store.
You run that store, what? And you talk to people like this? You actually called us, you can't deliver here because we're in a high-risk neighborhood?
No, listen, we can deliver, goddammit. We can deliver the pizza, but we have already placed, I'm required to let you know that we placed a deposit on your card, an extra hold, $30, and it'll lift as soon as the pizza gets delivered, we'll take it right out.
I don't want your pizza.
Well, it's already on the way, and then, listen to me. Then the $30 deposit stays on and the price of the pizza.
About yourself. You
say that again.
Then the $30 deposit stays. This is exactly what happens in your neighborhood. You white trash people, you order a pizza like a joke, and then you tell our driver, "Oh no, we didn't order a pizza," and then, "No, we don't want the pizza." And then what happens? Pizza sits on the floor. $30 we're taking out. We're holding this for you, ma'am. We're going to keep the $30.
You have got to be crazy.
We're sick and tired.
I've had you guys come to our door, and you were so nice. I don't. You guys, you're out of your crazy mind.
You're being kind of rude. What's with the woman in the background there who's yelling?
That's my husband. He's really upset right now.
There's somebody here with pizza. What's the whole point of
this? Well, let it. Tell him.
You cannot legally put a $30 deposit on my account without my permission.
It's already done.
You did it already?
Well, yeah, you accepted to the terms, but as soon as that delivery driver
leaves.
I didn't
accept to no terms. They didn't say shit to me on the phone.
Listen,
that I had to make a $30 deposit to get pizza delivered to my home.
If you look at the back of your credit card, it says we can read the fine print on the back of the card that you put this purchase on and the deposit. Read the fine print. Is the delivery driver
you
there?
You are crazy.
Well, lady, what's your problem? You're going to bounce a check or something? You don't have enough money? What's the matter?
I just paid it over the phone. I paid you guys over the phone on my card.
We'll release it as soon as the driver gets back safely from your bad neighborhood. We'll release the hold.
We don't live in
about 10 minutes ago. Guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yes, it's a long lay of Testa, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Junk Buster, can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, do you know where the Los Altos Park is?
Do I know where the Los Altos Park is?
Is. We got
no, sir, I don't.
Okay, it's over on the, it's over at northeast on Tulane Avenue.
Okay.
I said, so,
what? Okay. Well, where are you from, sir?
Hello?
Are you drunk?
No, my cousin, he gave me the cell phone.
Okay, well, why don't you call your cousin and have him tell you where the Los Altos Park is?
No, I gave you the address.
You got the wrong number, my friend.
What's that? This is in Long Beach.
You got the wrong number.
Huh? This is in Long Beach.
I'm not information.
Hey, listen, cocksucker, I got a park over here.
You
we need a garbage pickup.
Where are you from? You need a garbage trash pickup.
What are your problem?
You asked me where the Los Altos Park is.
No, I said, do you know where it is? Because that's where I am. I need the junk picked up from here. Don't you understand?
Okay, well, you know what? Shove your trash up your ass, fool. Fucking wet.
Hey, you're an asshole.
To place a call, to listen to your recorded call.
That was good. What a fucking prick that guy, man.
Hello?
Hello, somebody hung up on my cousin.
Yeah, that's me, man. You calling to start trouble? You in Long Beach, big boy?
Of course.
Your cousin's looking for trouble. He's looking for trouble with me.
Park. I mean, you come down here.
And he's drunk.
You're such a tough guy.
You know what? I have his phone number, and I'm going to call the police right now because I don't want to come out and beat the fuck out of you. Because you're pissing me off, you motherfucker. I'm a business. And you want to fucking play? I'll eat you for lunch.
Hey, Joe Bendejo.
You
want
to fucking play? I'm going to give him. I don't like you either. So stick your fucking. He called me a cocksucker, you motherfucker. Okay? You want to fucking play? We'll play. I'll fucking throw you over the border.
I'm an American.
So don't you fucking call me. You call me one more time. Your fucking friend is going to jail.
What's that? I don't go to jail.
You know what? I'm calling the cops and I'm giving them this number right now that just called me.
Traffic.
And you guys are going to get fucked.
You know what?
You
traffic.
Up your ass.
To place a call. One.
He's going to throw you over the border, man. The fuck is that?
Over the border.
Jack, my name's Michael. One of your guys, maybe, I know many times you guys give your phones out, cell phones out to your workers. Well, one of your drunken Mexican guys keeps harassing me tonight and his buddy about just a bunch of nonsense, you know, calling, you know, about Los Altos Park or this, this, or that bullshit. Well, they do it again. I'm calling the police because, you know what, I don't want to get myself in trouble, but they're really pissing me off. So you might want to check out what's going on. And all right, I'd let you know what they're up to. I'll talk to you later because they push it. They're gonna push me over the edge tonight.
Oh shit! That's
great. Let's call it back.
Hello? Yes, this is Valente. I just returning a call. Someone left some kind of odd voicemail in our office, emergency voicemail. Can I help you out?
Do you have some Mexican guys that work there?
Well, we have several Mexican gentlemen, Hispanic Americans that work for us. Is there a problem that I can... Did someone mess up on a job? What is the problem, sir?
Well, the guy just... They're calling me and his buddy... calling on an unavailable call, and they're looking for trouble. They're one guy calling me a cocksucker and this, this, and that.
Well,
and,
sir, first of all, I don't need to hear that type of language on my telephone machine, first of all.
Let me tell you something. Come in more than mine. I'm going to call the police.
Don't worry about it. I've already reported you, sir. I've already reported you, and I have you down as a violent call.
You're a drunken fool, just like them, too. Okay.
Sir, you woke me up out of bed. You woke me up out of bed.
Fuck yourself, asshole. Because, you know what? Fuck yourself. Your number came in, and it's through you, so you better take the heat. And if you want to fucking go, we'll go. Where are you? Where are you, motherfucker?
We're here in Long Beach. We're in Long Beach. I don't know what kind of...
Me and my friends, we'll fucking meet you right now, buddy. Where are you at?
Where do you want to meet?
Come on. Where are you? Where are you at?
Well,
you know North Long Beach?
Well, I hear... North Long Beach? Yes, as a matter of fact.
Pussy whip. Call me one more time.
Then
your number.
I'm down in here. You come down there right now. We're going to tell you what the Chico's about.
We have a different... I hear a different story from Jose. Jose's telling me a different story.
Your buddy now, huh?
I hear.
He's each other's cocks, huh?
He is. He's my employee.
You're both fucking each other's dick right there.
Listen, your white motherfucker. You don't know chick. You sitting down there jerking off, fucking with the junkyard and all that shit.
He's fucking you in the ass right now, huh, boy?
Huh?
He's fucking you like a boy, huh?
I just want you to know.
Don't talk like that.
Yeah, no. Then why are you calling me asshole?
Listen, I don't like your attitude. Now, you shut up.
By your boss?
You shut up. You want to meet me at the park?
No, your boss, you keep calling me fucker. You want to want some more? Come on, fight me like a man.
What's stopping me? I mean, you're sitting there on the phone. I'm down here. I told you where I am.
You fucking ass.
I told you where I am. You're such a pussy. You're just talking.
You get it in your ass right now.
You
want to
know where I'm at? I give you the address right now. I give you the address right now.
Meet me there, you fucker.
Okay, here it is. You ready? You ready for the address?
Yeah.
It's 2218. 2218. You writing this down?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tulane Avenue.
What is it?
God damn it. Tulane? 221.
Yeah, yeah.
Tulane Avenue.
You know what
Avenue.
I heard about that? You know what I heard about it? You guys fuck each other in the ass over there.
Hey, excuse me.
Joke. That's a shitty joke.
You listen to me. Hey, junk buster man. You damn immigrants come in this fucking country, start calling around threatening my workers, my hard fucking workers with their yellow necktails.
I'm not an immigrant, asshole.
You fucking...
Look at you.
You
look at you fucking hanging with your fucking fag boy. Go fuck yourself. You call me again, I'm calling the
when
cops.
I get
asshole.
Done, when I get done, when I get done with the lawsuit that I'm going to put on you, you're going
to
be
place
begging.
Call.
Oh.
Press one.
Shit. That guy's funny, man. Holy
that was
shit.
Pretty good. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Call back.
Tell them you're on PCH, Pacific Coast Highway.
Hello? Yeah, finally you answer the phone. All right, I'm going to give you the address. You fucking tough guy, you come down here. You stop talking shit. Ready? 2218 Tulane Avenue. No, I want to fucking shake hands with you, you half a fag. Come on, I'm fucking tired of playing around with you. I'm done with the accent. Come
you.
On down here.
I'm going to lift you like a refrigerator, you
a
motherfucker.
Then I'm going to stuff you. You're going to
stuff
food
your ass.
What are you talking about, dude?
With your fucking wetback Mexican that you're fucking, and I'm going to slide your fucking ass up and your head up and down the stairs and turn your face around coming down.
The stairs?
And then I'm
going to
kick
the stairs.
I'm going to kick the fucking shit out of your ass.
What stairs are you talking
no,
about?
No, it's going to be the stairs that I drag your fucking ass to.
Where?
Because you know what? You just helped me out.
There's no fucking stairs, you dipshit.
And I got you.
It's a curve.
No, what I'm saying, I'm going to drag your ass to the fucking jail stairs. Okay?
The jail
stairs. I'm going to fucking drag your ass on the concrete in front of the fucking city hall, asshole. Okay?
You're a fucking idiot, dude. Just meet me at this address, all right? And then we'll talk, all right?
Yeah.
Then I'll beat your fucking ass. You ready? You got a pen, dummy?
You
got a pen or you want me to text it to you?
You
I got the address, tough guy.
Huh?
Come on, take me to jail.
Are you trying to scare me tonight, badass?
A what?
You trying to scare me? Well, let's meet
no,
at
No, I'm talking about
place.
Meet up and we'll...
Let's meet at a bar. Let's meet at a club.
Oh,
I'm gonna give you a
club.
It's over here. No,
fucking
pussy
club.
Fucking
come on.
Rip.
What is the fucking
no, come
gay
on,
club?
So we can dirtbag it out in the parking
where
lot.
Where
I'm
at?
Where at? You in the parking lot, man. Over here. It's on South Street in Paramount.
What's it called?
Okay? It's a strip club. There's a show. You know,
I'm not fucking meeting you at a strip club. Are you fucking stupid?
No,
come on.
I'm saying in the restaurant, asshole. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Of course, they haven't got cameras and shit out there. That's
you
a fucking bright
gay.
Idea.
You
That's
are
a bright
gay,
fucking idea. Why don't you choose someplace
you know,
better?
Can't
maybe we'll meet up, okay? Maybe we'll meet up. You choose a better
ears?
Place.
And then I'm gonna put your nose up.
What are you
going to
do? Put a G-string over my face and rub it? What are you going to... I mean,
no, you already have your wetback's cock in your mouth. But you know what? The cops are going to be calling you. Because you know what? Now I've got two phone numbers that came in first to me. And I've got an address.
Let me get this straight. You're
going
to kick my ass, plus take me to jail, plus take me to a strip club.
Place a call, press...
He's gonna take you to the strip club. Oh, shit.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com. Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
Bowel movement. Bowel movement.
What's up? Cats all fed up cause I got a
chicken in the oven. And I am sitting down. Let me get milkman.
Young rapper spitting at me. My homie big with it in this thing exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause money, long as ice grilling me. Oh, you're not feeling me.
going on here?
What are you doing, baby?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I hear you. My brother, hermanito. Que fue, you crazy son of a gun here.
Hi. I'm just doing calls. Let me keep doing that.
You mind if I sit in while you do some calls? I'm just kind of like quietly sitting in the background here.
Yeah, give me a city. Give me somewhere in California. I'm thinking like Encino.
Give me somewhere in California besides San Francisco?
Yeah, anywhere in California. Wherever you think. What about what's in Simi Valley? Simi Valley. What is it?
Simi Valley?
Yeah.
And, nah, I wouldn't call it. I would either call it somewhere in L.A. or somewhere in the Bay Area, because you got a lot more people.
Bay Area. Okay.
Bay Area is near where I'm at. I'm in actually the Bay Area.
So where are you at, up north or south?
Yeah, it's called north. Compared to Southern California, it's called Northern California, called NorCal. It's called the Bay Area. Down in the low end, it where it's real hot and deserty, you got the, I'm sorry, no, I hear myself coming back out of the thing here, and I was on the Madhouse page, and somehow or another it kept on going. California is like the big part in the warm area, in the desert area, and then the biggest part in the north where all the water comes from is in the Bay Area.
Good afternoon, Jesse. This is Dave. Can I help you?
Oh, yeah. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am Leo Laporte Jr.
Oh, very. What can I do for you, Leo?
I command you to prepare two tables.
Two tables for today?
Yes, and I'm bringing an internet machine with me, computer machines. And we're going to be filming a segment for the computer machines, where we say, this is where the computer goes, this is where you put in the sexual organs, and this is how you create the body.
Sounds great, Leo. Yeah. What time?
I've been doing drugs. You know who I am. You know who I am, correct?
Leo Laporte, yeah, I know the name.
Okay.
Tech TV, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally. I'm here in Petaluma now, motherfucker. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of drugs and stuff, you know? A lot of Vicodin.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. I got to put you on hold.
This is just for me. I need two tables, but I like to rent out. Are you there? Fuck you. Oh, my God. Leo Laporte. Oh, my God.
Dude, he's not. You can tell he's not a Mac guy. He's definitely not a Mac guy.
Nope.
He definitely wasn't down with the Leo.
Nope. This whole town, Petaluma, knows Leo. Oh, hey, Leo!
Petaluma's not too far from here, and that's what's so cool about, like, Northern California. People here are kind of more, like, chilled and more friendly than they are in Southern California.
You should go to Leo Laporte's studio, the Twit studio, and actually, because I heard, like, you could just walk in and say hi. You should just walk in and walk around and join, like, enter their meetings and stuff. Like, you're just, they're probably like, who's the new guy? You're like, oh, well. I'm Milkman. Maybe you could probably end up getting on the payroll somehow.
I need to get a Madhouse t-shirt when I walk in there, dude.
Just eat in the break room, use the bathroom, and then leave.
There you go. Now, do they actually have a Madhouse t-shirt if you wanted to discuss them?
Do they what? Madhouse t-shirt?
A Madhouse t-shirt.
We need to do that. I need to get some merchandise going. Some spread shirt. Even Matt fucking Hillock has a shirt.
Like the
shut up.
Everybody give it up for Jack from the following choices. Or stay on the line and your call will automatically transfer to our customer service desk.
Whatever.
Please listen to the options as our menu has changed. For store hours and location information, press 1. For our bakery, press 2. For our deli, 3. One moment, please.
Like Dean Flynn's laundry detergent. Pick him up in the laundry. Hey, for laundry.
and in the paper aisle. Safe stocked with Safeway Home Family Pack Bath Tissue in the 30-count package. It's such a great deal, there's no reason to ever run out. Don't miss these great values and others throughout the store.
Well, we get along. Yeah, we really do. And it's just a moment. What a deal for you. Go with you.
I'm with Bancho. That would be a good shirt for us. I'm with Bancho.
You imagine how many people will shit when they saw that, dude?
Indian people. I'm with Bancho.
Oh, yeah, they'd freak out because everybody know what it means.
If you don't find an Indian, they're like, what? Oh, my God.
What do you mean, motherfucker?
I'm with motherfucker. One that says, I'm with horse. Bernice Jenkins also says.
Horse would be a good one, yeah. Or horsey cat, or.
Oh, yeah, the horsey cat. Yeah, lines. We could do the horse with a cat's head. That would be cool. And just yeah. Like horsey cat, like it's
person
like
you
a
have
TV
called
show.
Is not available. Please listen to the options as I.
God, I just want to choke my penis.
Please listen
I posted
to the
a horse video on your site yesterday.
Yeah, you posted a lot. You posted a lot. One moment, taking liberties with the posting.
Oh, I need to quit posting. All right. Yeah. I wondered if he was going to complain. I didn't know if he'd get mad or not. I was just trying to have fun there. All right, I'll quit posting, dude.
No, it doesn't care. I don't care. I was kidding.
Oh, okay. If it was bugging you, I won't do it. I was just having a little fun because it seemed like the fans were joking around with it, so I thought it'd be fun to joke around with.
No, they're funny.
Okay, cool. All right, I didn't want to wreck the program, my brother.
1939 Okay, all right. Now I'm just trying to do math in my head about how many people we got tuned in. All right, I'm done with this Safeway. Fucking, no one wants to answer the phone.
Gosh, what the hell? No, move on, dude. They're all stacked up in there. Where was that? Petaluma?
Yeah. Trader Joe's, though. Let's see if I can give orders as Leo Laporte. I sound nothing.
This time.
I sound nothing like Leo Laporte.
It's the evening, just where you get your supper, and people are going home. So the store is going to be stacked up busy right now.
Milkman, I don't like saying supper, and I don't like people that say the word supper. I don't like the people that use the supper as a word.
Can we do supper? It's like between lunch and supper?
I never had a supper. I had lunch and dinner. I don't understand the supper. Supper.
How about Leonard?
Trader Joe's Petaluma this morning.
Hey, Trader. You said it like that. Trader.
Trader.
You're a traitor.
How can I help you?
Trader. Hey, yeah, I'm Leo Laporte.
Say it again.
My name is Leo Laporte.
Okay.
I need a special cake made. Can I speak to the bakery machine?
Sure.
I command you.
Okay. Who's the bakery machine?
Whoever the bakery machine attendant is there.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Bakery machine.
Huh. You heard him? Huh. Okay, just a second.
It's like trying to figure you out, dude.
Yeah.
Which city are you calling now?
I'm still in Petaluma. I'm across the street from that Safeway. At least I got someone to answer.
Okay.
Dude, this guy said bakery machine. Like, I can't think outside the box.
This time of day, they're going to be super slammed in any of your super in any of your Safeways.
But it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. It's one of the most non-busiest days in the industry outside of Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday are the two slowest days. Wednesday the most slow.
Yep. Truth is definitely not a busy day as compared to all the others, but at this time of day, if you try to walk into Safeway now, dude, you are seeing some serious-ass fucking lines.
It's 3:30 over there. Not yet. Not at 3:30. Maybe around 4:30.
3:30 here? Here? I don't know about there. I'm just telling you about here. You
can't have. Don't be ignorant. Go find out. Go to a Safeway.
Hello, this is Nicole. How can I help you?
Yeah, how many people are in there, first of all? Settle a bet with me and the milkman.
Excuse me?
Are you guys busy right now, or how are things?
Yeah. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Eddie. I'm on the line with Milkman, and he says he's the expert about Trader Joe's. He said places like you would be super busy right now. Is that true?
Yeah, we're pretty busy. I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, though.
God damn it. What was I calling anyway? I needed to talk to the bakery machine.
Bakery machine, please.
She hung up. She hung up. She hung up because I said, God damn it.
I was too confused because she was so busy.
You're right, Milkman. Okay, fine, you win.
I will not go in there this time for at least the next 3 hours.
Why, you have agoraphobia? Agoraphobia? What's the matter?
No, it's flying so long and it's so expensive, dude. It's like you don't want to fucking sit there. Because everybody's in your way. You just want to get what you want and go. But the fucking
you know what I like when it's packed like that? You can rub up against women. You can rub your crotch against them, and they can't do anything about it.
Well, now, this depends on, are you in the bargain store, or are you in the expensive store? Now, normally, it's pretty expensive to go to Safeway. You're better off to go to places like Grocery Outlet, Cost for Less, Food for Less, any of those.
Yeah.
Expense store. Don't sound like they're answering yet.
Thank you, Milkman, for reminding me they weren't answering. You're breaking up. Still breaking up. Bye, asshole. Call back, Milkman, asshole. Alright, I gotta find more places in Petaluma. Oh, look, I found Twit. Oh, I found Twit. Yeah. You fixed your shit yet, motherfucker?
I'm trying now. How about this? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Now, what I'm saying is, now, if you're hungry now, it should, like, take 10 or 20 minutes to go in and get what you want. Dude, you're going to be waiting 30 to 40 minutes right now at this time of day. I'll never go into a Safeway at this time of day. It's a real cheap store because the lines are so fucking long right now.
But unless you're going to go, you're not going to pay for the groceries.
Well, if you're not going to pay for the groceries, then, dude, you don't have to get in any line. You just walk in, help yourself, and get the fucking hustle.
To recliner, press 1. For programming, press 2. For job information, press 3. For engineering, press 4. For ad sales, press 5.
Thank you for calling programming. Please hold while I try to... Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for...
Fuck.
Hi, thanks for calling. Please wait while we connect you.
This is amazing.
Twit for Luke speaking.
Oh, hey, how you doing, sexy?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, honey? Is there a man I can talk to?
What is this regarding?
It's regarding information, but I'd rather talk to a woman. I mean, to a man, not a woman, because they probably will understand better what I'm talking about, because it's technical, you know?
Yeah, but we don't help people with technical problems. This is a broadcasting office.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to do with the machine. One of your main machines there. We have a contract.
Okay, hold on.
Motherfucker.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
I like how they let you slide those in
there. She's Asian, you heard her? She's like, okay. a very passive
crazy Latina is on there.
She said that. She goes, okay. When an Asian woman gets talked to like that, she goes, okay. No offense, man. You can see, we can say that because you're Asian, half Asian, and we can, if you laugh, it makes it okay.
And half Amish and half black.
Yeah. You see, that's how, like, when Howard Stern makes fun of black people sometimes.
Hello?
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, honey?
Honey?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm okay. How's it going?
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm calling because the main machine needed to be worked out. It did a call home. The main computer machine needs to go.
Which computer would you be talking about?
It's the main machine. It says main machine twit. It says main master machine over here. Let me see what I can find. As far as I can tell, it just says main master machine here. Yep, that's it. And it's phoning home. I'm calling from United Computer Machines.
United Computer Machines. What kind of, do you sell products?
Oh yeah, a whole range of products. Internet products, cloud products, solutions, web solutions, audio, database.
And you've sold something to us?
DBSP2.
And you're saying that... It needs to be replaced?
Yeah, it did a phone home. It phoned home to our headquarters here in Roy, New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I need to fix them. It's the main machine. We need to power cycle it, and when it comes back on, we need to hold down the reset button for 28 seconds and then let it go.
Okay, well, let me talk to one of our engineers real quick and see
I need to put someone here as a contact on this ticket, please.
Okay.
All right.
One second.
Thank you. You were saying, Milkman?
Oh, no, I was just laughing. Are you talking to Twit now?
Yeah, I'm talking to Twit now.
Oh, okay. Let me know when you get in town, dude, because we'll plan it, and you're coming up here, dude. We'll go up there, and we'll spend some time up there and fuck around with them,
yeah.
And then I'll take you, and we'll do a dispensary tour.
You can go in. You can get free tickets to go watch Leo on Sunday for his main show, the Twitch show itself.
It's not far from here, dude. We could do it, but I was saying, though, I know you enjoy him, and it would be great when you come up here. We'll schedule it, and we'll go together.
No, but I'll fuck with him on camera. I'll actually probably, like, when he... Because he does pictures after his broadcast on Sunday, and I can make, like...
I'm sorry, one more time. What was the name of the company?
United Computer Machines.
Okay. Sorry, just one second.
Okay. United Computer Machines.
He's looking really hard for that. I'm sure he'll come back with something here very soon.
Yeah.
Give him another 10 or 15 minutes, he'll have an answer.
He's asking me. United Computer Machines. I'll tell him I have a contact, Leo Laporte.
Yeah, dude, it'd be fun, man, because we could, like, do all kinds of, like, little subliminal things, you know, and later on we could, like, document it. Go back and show the footage. Hey, look here. See that guy back there? Look like a... Yeah, look up close. No, that's a dick on his head. That's not his hat.
Hey, this is Burke.
Yes.
I'm one of the engineers, sir.
Hey, Big Burke. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, so what's the function of this machine?
It just says main master machine twit. It says here in a phone home and it's down. It's ping process failed.
But what is its function here at the studio? That's what I'm curious about.
Oh, I mean, you guys could do a whole kind of range of stuff with it. I mean, it's up to you. We don't get into that exactly. We just provide the spaces.
Well, wait, but I mean, what are we doing with it here is what I'm asking.
Well, we provide, yeah, I guess it's using the spaces over there, you know?
No.
It manages the main machine for what goes on over there. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else I could tell you. I mean, is there someone more technical I can talk to at this company?
I am one of the technical people, but that doesn't... I mean...
It doesn't
but
go.
But you're...
I mean,
what you're...
It just... Like, the email I got, the ticket says, the main master machine computer at Twitch Studio, it does not go, it says here.
Okay.
That it needs,
but
it needs
what,
to be fixed.
But, like,
by
for example,
smart.
What would somebody that calls you and then send that ticket to you do? What would... What what would you do to make it work? Because we have so many computers here.
It can publish feeds. It can manage shoutcast. It can control your lighting. It can control video streaming. It can control sound quality projection. It can do a whole bunch.
But you don't know what we do with it here?
Well, that's not my...
Is it review?
It just says how. It just says to contact a call. And I have a list of contacts here. I don't know if any of them are with the organization.
Well, who are the contacts?
There is
I know all of them.
Leo Laporte.
Yeah, Leo.
Okay.
He's the boss. Who else you got on there?
This says Lisa.
Okay.
And that's all I got. Actually, according to that, there's just two contacts. I guess there's a Lisa who's an authorized user on the account.
This has nothing to do with our alarm, right? Our alarm system?
Yeah, it might. Yeah, actually, yeah, that might be it, yeah. Did the alarm go off? Is Mr. Laporte there?
No.
He needs to give the authorization code.
He is, but here's the deal, though. Like, we're a television station. He's on the air right now, and I can't get you. He can't talk to you.
There's a television station in this town.
We are. That's what we do for a living. We're an internet television station. He's a host. He's on the air. You can't talk to him right now because he's doing his show.
Well, can you pass a message? I mean, just
live.
What is your name? The main authorization source code machine. The code.
Well, wait.
First of all,
what's the phone number so we can get a hold of you?
Let's see, 800-640-2014.
Okay. And then 2014.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that'll put them through to who? To you?
You need to just if I don't pick up, just ask to speak to Al, that's me. Al Avia.
Al.
Yeah,
okay.
Last name Avia, so Avia. Last name is spelled
in the most basic terms. How would you describe why
he
needs to call you?
I mean, he needs to. I mean, if you can just get him to give you that code, we can just turn it on off the machine right now. Reboot it.
The
remotely.
Code for what? That's what I'm telling you.
For
the code
master
for
machine.
What?
Tell him it's. If you just pass
There's
a message.
There's no master machine here.
But I know that's what we call it. But if you pass, if your contact a message, you let them know. United.
Leo needs to give you the code to the master machine.
Yeah, and it's just, if you tell him United Computer Machines, he'll understand.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay. He's got to know that
United
Computer Machines.
He might, but that sounds. It's really strange. I had never heard of it because I United Computer Machines.
Yeah.
Now, it might be his personal. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, machines. Yeah. And then
can
you
just show it? Can you just write it, and show it to him real quick? And
I can't. He's in the middle of the show. But what is the information he needs to give you? The code to it?
I don't see any channels. Yeah, we need the security code for the master computer machine, and that my name. He should know it, Al. Last name is Avia. Avia.
Security master.
You keep interrupting my last name, sir.
Machine. What's that?
My last name is Avia, A-V-I-A.
No, I heard that.
Okay.
All right, 800-640-2014.
Yes.
Your name's Al.
Yep.
And it's United Computer Machine.
Al Avia.
And he needs... Yep. It needs to give you the Security Master Machine code.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
In less than 10 minutes.
All right, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. Now I want to watch the Twit feed to see if he brings it up in the next 10 minutes. Let's do that. Let's go to Twit Live and I'll keep the volume down. See if he's really doing a show first.
Yeah, I'll turn it on in the background.
He's got an
idea, man. Let me know, dude. It's going to be funny.
I think he's doing a product.
I'll leave you.
I don't know what kind of phone that is. It's an Android phone. Looks like an HTC, maybe. I don't know what it is.
So it's on twit5.com?
Live.twit.tv shows you the live feed from the studio.
Oh, live.twit.tv. Yes, okay. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, but I'm sure when he finishes his broadcast, because a lot of times he talks about the shit like right on the live feed and be like, I don't know in LA. I don't want to miss that. Shit. Let's see what he's talking about. Let's listen. Good old Leo.
Android L within 3 months of the official release. And this particular device, 7-band LTE, it supports GSM in the U.S. So that's AT&T, that's T-Mobile.
Not Verizon or Sprint.
Right. And it does some, you know, neat things like tap the screen to
use
have it come on.
Leo,
it also has
get hold up
on the screen. So check this out. I'll go...
Tip Leo? I don't know. That's a donate thing.
I'm on their website. It says Tip Leo. As always, thanks for your support. We're here.
V, if I do a circle, it might come on.
HTC did this with their M8. This is drop cams or Twit IRC.
Yeah, they've got drop cams in there. Yeah. Anyway, so what happened with... What do you got now? You got an HTC M8? You got the ruggedized one or whatever it is?
Actually, I got the HTC M8 Harman Kardon.
Okay.
Extra audio. Unbelievable. The audio is just...
You're breaking up. You probably shouldn't be streaming this. Hey, listen, don't stream the video because I think you don't have enough bandwidth to handle that. Honey.
Okay.
Nope, honey. Hey, anyway, this isn't a show, Milkman, all right? This isn't a show. It's just me doing prank calls. And now I got a vested interest in hopefully catching a mention on the Twit feed that I can add to the end of that prank.
All right, I'll turn off my feed. Did that help any?
Yeah. Snapdragon. I mean, this is comparable. Yeah, it's absolutely comparable to the biggies, right? The S5, the HTC One, the Nexus 5.
You still sound like
and it's priced at $300,
but it doesn't have a cover that you can remove and get to anything. It's got a little slot on the side. The whole body is made of aluminum, and it's got this really hard glass on top of it. I was watching this video, and this guy was whacking this fucker with a hammer.
Oh, yeah.
He had the point. The fall on the glass and just to damage this thing is so hard, man. I mean, you couldn't even crack the glass. You had to use the points just to, like, dig into it to shatter the glass. They had this phone underwater for, like 2 hours, and they, like, showed the video of the clock, you know, running, and then they pulled it out, and they wiped it off and made a phone call. So after I saw all that, and then I held one in my hand and started playing with one, you know, I've had bad luck with HTC for the last, what, two phones they put out. So I was never going to buy one, and I decided after all the reviews, talking to all the technicians that work there, they all told me this is a way better product than the Samsung as far as quality of build and basic, you know, overall satisfaction. And I can see what they're talking about. It's solid metal, the Samsung plastic. It's got a great, beautiful display on it. The Samsung has that as well. But this camera on this phone is just incredible. It's got a double camera mode. You can take a video and a camera picture at the same time. So,
hey, so I'm banned as of Sunday. I got banned again from the Twit chat. I troll it a lot, but Bernice is confirming that the Twit chat, there's a user named United Comp Match, MACH, United Computer Machine, in there trying to get a code on the Twit chat. There's someone who's listening here and joining the Twit chat. That's funny. I just got banned there recently Sunday for making a Leo comment.
Somebody out there is listening in and putting the bust on it.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
All right. So what we'll do then is after we get recognition and everything, you know, then we can let the people know what we're doing, and then that way they can't call and spoil it.
Well, thank you for whoever that is.
This is Grace. How may I assist you?
I need the code. I need the code for Leo Laporte.
I'm sorry, sir?
I need the code from Trey Trainer.
Trey Trainer?
Yeah, he is a guest there in the Hilton. He should be... He's going to be having sex.
Hold for one moment.
Okay.
I don't think she liked the sex comment. That's stumbled.
No, they know everyone.
You better wait on that one.
Everyone.
To get on air.
Everyone has sex there, man. I love sex in a hotel room. It's so good, man. Yeah. You're like, it's not our bed.
How about sex on camera?
It's like, it's not our bed. Yeah.
guest services. Charles speaking, my sister.
Yeah, listen, I don't need to speak to effeminate Charles.
I'm sorry?
I don't need to speak to effeminate Charles.
Who am I speaking with?
I need to speak to Trey Trainer. He's a guest there.
I'm sorry?
I need to speak to Trey Trainer. He is a guest there.
Trey Trainer? Okay, I'm sorry.
And I don't need to speak to effeminate Charles.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on, please. I have a James Trainer.
Yeah.
Okay, one moment.
That brother there sounded pretty soft. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
The guest you are trying to reach is not available right now.
Let me see what Leo's doing.
Why, he just sent us into a corner, you bitch.
Hey, but these are not molded, right?
Yeah, Leo's okay. Done with the show. He's talking about his hair.
No, that's all right. No, that's all right.
Okay.
Let's see if he mentions me.
So okay. Yeah. I had Ultimate Ears for years and was a big fan. Of course, I had the ones that were molded. You go to an audiologist.
Oh, someone asked me
about
the ones
the rock stars have. But the drivers are the same quality. Got good quality headphone. Thank you, Chad Johnson. A buy on the Ultimate Ear 900s. Now, we're going to have a little laptop head-to-head. I've got the new Lenovo high-end desktop replacement. We gave Father Robert an HP Executive Business Ultrabook from HP, the EliteBook 850G.
Yeah, it looks like he's still recording his review show. Yeah, he was just taking a break in between it. Damn. They can't interrupt Mr. Leo Laporte.
No, especially don't waste his time with any like Microsoft questions, dude.
Yeah. Well,
he's a total Mac junkie.
Oh, wow.
If one of you is in the chat or whatever or paying attention, if you can record at least the audio for me, I'd appreciate it. I don't want to just sit here and simulcast him because he might not mention me at all. He's moving to a different set. Motherfucker. Ew, took on your shirt,
yeah,
Leo.
That's Leo's.
You chubby, chubby boy, you.
Neither of us have ears because we're right here.
Apple fanboy. That's his proper title. Apple
anyway, I got banned Sunday because I kept asking Padre SJ, the priest that does the show. He's on right now. I kept asking him if he could consecrate, if he was able to consecrate the Eucharist into the body of Christ. He's like, yes. Like, oh, wow. So at what point does the transfiguration occur? He's like, I really wouldn't like to mention that, you know, here. Just keep it tech. Because I was asking him about the actual, because he's a priest, he's a Catholic priest, he's a Jesuit priest.
Uh-huh.
So I just started asking him about the science behind the transfiguration of the Eucharist, because he's a priest, he's able to create the, you know, the body of Christ, turn bread into that, and I got banned, and the message in the ban was like, stop asking about non-twit related stuff. It's like, dude, he was even answering me. I got banned for that. We're real sensitive there. Really, and in a way, our chat room has had to become like that, because when you try to open up a chat room, when you get big enough and famous enough, like we have here, you start getting little bitch-ass motherfuckers showing up and ruining fun for everybody. So then you have to take down request to prank and lock down chat rooms and not let
That's
guests
why
in
I'm
anymore.
Banned from the chat too, because I can't get in either, and I didn't even do anything but try to log in. So yeah, now it explains it.
You didn't log in for like 3 months, and you got expired, man. You have an account. You have an account, and you have owner status. That's you were supposed to. Enigma said he fixed that for you.
Well, when I tried logging in on that Quasel the other day, it didn't know what I was talking about. It wouldn't log me in.
I think it's just a ID 10T error, probably.
The latest then, but man, I know what you're talking about. Get a bunch of clowns in there that want to try and like run their own little mini show. Now, whoever would do that on Twit must be crazy, because you know he's next to God. I mean, come on, he's Leo, the old fanboy.
Leo's a human, just like me. He makes mistakes, just like I do in life.
It,
just because you only have one button on your mouse doesn't mean you're as smart as guys that have two buttons on their mouse.
They all have two buttons now, man. That's been worked around for years.
But does it make any difference? No. It's still designed for the one-button mentality.
Silver Spring, this is Jenna at your service.
First thing I'm going to ask you is to speak up, honey baby labia.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yes, I need to speak to Miss Brenda Brown Paul. She's a guest there, and I'm calling because I'm with transportation, and she needs to get ready. She needs to wash her vagina and everything for to get a ride.
Do you know if she's staying with Hampton or Homewood?
Hampton.
And I'm sorry, what was the last name?
Brown hyphen Paul.
Brown Paul.
You know what?
Sir?
This fucking bitch, you know what? She's a taxi driver, this cunt.
I'm sorry?
She's a fucking bitch, Brenda. She isn't even staying there. She's a fucking taxi driver bitch.
Excuse me, sir. This is the front desk. I don't know what you're speaking of about a taxi.
Yeah, well, yeah, no. I was thinking she was a guest there using my main computer machine. But she's not a guest. She was just dropping someone off at this stupid motherfucker.
Yeah.
Can you please quit cursing?
No, I'm just upset at her. It's not you. It's that fucking stupid woman that I'm mad at. That inferior woman. Inferior gender. You know how women are like that, sir?
I am a woman.
Oh, then you're probably upset by what I said then, huh?
Is there anything I can help you with, sir?
Yeah, can you give me a labia report? Okay. Bye. Labia report! Alright, let's see if Kristen is alive.
So, Terry, report your labias to the phone immediately, right by the microphone. We'll turn off the smell sense.
Retard, you retard.
I know. I'm on here with. No way I'm not.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Omni Mount Washington Resort. This is Chris speaking. How may I assist you?
Hello, effeminate Chris. I need to speak to a guest there named Kristen Sausville.
Can you spell the last name?
Sausville. She has big labia.
And your name?
Cross.
Cross?
Yeah.
One moment, Mr. Cross.
I love how they pay good attention to what you're saying.
Yeah.
This should be what just want to hear, and then they just filter out the labia stuff.
Yeah, there should be warning bells going off left and right.
Right, but they're not listening. It's what they're telling you is they're busy focusing on the menu of names and not actually hearing you.
They need to hear me.
ADD Milkman. American business.
Milkman, I want them to hear me, you know. I want them to actually listen and hear me.
I agree. But what I was suggesting is this is the quality of service that's available out there in nationwide in the industry.
Yep. Do we have a hang up? Yeah, Milkman, I'm just going to play some jazz and do some calls. I try not to talk too much. Yeah, it's chill. It's real chill. If you want to do a prank, let me know. You can do one.
All right. I'm gutless these days because my ability just really rest.
You're very sad.
It's more of actually a patron or, you know, a sideline actual caller.
Gotcha. I was going to call this guy, but his name comes up as Just a Guy, and that doesn't help.
Just a guy? Okay. Yeah. I'm not just... It's probably more like... Be careful on that.
Here's someone at the Schmitz Sausage Haus. H-A-U-S Haus. German. Sausage.
H-A-U-S German. Yeah,
Schmitz
German.
Schmitz Sausage Haus.
Oh, Schmitzer.
Thank you for calling Schmitz in German Village. We open daily at 11 a.m. Sunday through Thursday, we close at 10.
Shut up. Today,
one moment.
Shut
please.
Up, you bitch. Today.
Thank you for calling Schmitz in German Village.
Shut up.
My name is Cheyenne.
Shut up. Shut up. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I need to talk to a guest there named George Nazari.
Alrighty.
His name is George, last name Nazare. N-A-Z-A-R-E-Y.
Alright, just one moment, sir.
Alright, honey.
Take it, look, man, take it.
Got a little out of hand.
Music, man.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, yeah. I like their haircuts, though, man. The Orthodox one's got the coolest haircut.
I don't know if Bernice is really. Bernice is reporting the chat is really big on asking who United Computer Machine is, and the moderators are getting involved in the search for the code.
Wow! Maybe
I'll try
to over there in the chat.
I can't. Let me try to join, but I doubt I can.
If you a slightly altered name.
I doubt I can join. I'm pretty sure I'm still banded.
Wrong. There's almost the same thing. United Business Machine.
Machine. Oh, no, look, I didn't get banned. I'm still in there. I'm in, motherfucker. Let me see, there really is a United Computer Machine there. So many users in this chat. S-T-U. I don't see any United Computer Machine. There's an Uncle Big and Uncle Ruckus. You lied to me, sir.
Uncle Ruckus?
Uncle Ruckus lied to me. I'm still waiting.
We'll have a polka dance. You gotta record this later.
It sounded busy. It sounded like a lot of motherfuckers. I'm tired of this music.
Oh, I thought we was recording it. That's why I wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, we were, but yeah. That's silence. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's in one of those spaces.
Oh, Yes. Had the Nazis survived until this century, this is what their music would be. Yeah.
He's no games boy. He was in Sanka Pfeiffer. This flower got caught.
Oh my God.
Hey, Mr. Transmitter in here. Get Mr. G. Do it. Do it.
Polly White and Luda all the day. What's the song? Polly Wally Doodle. Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Hi, this is Teresa. May I help you?
Hey, honey, how are you?
I am fine. I'm running around like a chicken. What can I do for you?
Oh, chicken? You do the chicken dance?
Yes, we're very busy.
I got a bowel movement. I was calling because I'm trying to find a customer that's there. It's urgent.
Okay, and you know if he's with a big group, a small group, what he looks like, what can you give me to help you?
He is a man, George Nazare is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's not answering his phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what he looks like or anything? I mean, because I've got a lot of guys in here.
Yeah, I just asked for George. If you start asking for George, maybe you could figure it out, you know?
Well, then I'd have to go to every table and ask for George.
Oh, you got
I'm
a lot
trying
of,
to narrow it down you if have you a, have, you know.
You have a lot of people
there? The PA
there.
System doesn't go, yes, I have a line out the door.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, he just got there like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so George Nazare?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, and I'll try it on the speaker, because maybe he's not seated yet.
Maybe he's outside waiting to get his name called.
Yes, hold on.
And hey, go to the... He's going to tell her to go to the person who's running the front of the house and see if anyone checked in under George for reservation. Right?
Concierge.
I think ahead.
Concierge. She's machine lady.
There's George in the chat room. Too long.
Yeah, she's actually trying to help. I can't believe how busy she is. She actually is probably a pretty good worker, actually.
I'd get her busy, you know what I mean? There's a long pause between songs on the system.
Yeah. Yeah. There may be, like, some way you could reward her, you know, with some, you know, sexual innuendo at the end closing of the call for being such a diligent, hard worker for the madhouse here.
Look, man, I gave up eating pussy. I don't eat pussy anymore. I eat asshole, but I suck on pussy now.
Oh, I see. Okay, you got tired of shaving your teeth, man. I told you, dude. Just epilate that shit. You don't got to do that, man. You don't have to shave your teeth up.
The lady's back. Shut up, motherfucker. Go ahead.
Okay, he must be in the restroom, but we found the table with Daddy Matt, and he'll be right here, okay?
Oh, thank God. Okay, thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye. Thank God, you motherfucker. She heard it. She's like, okay.
Wow, dude, I can't believe that. She found him. Who is this guy?
He's in a toilet. I don't know, some guy on Twitter who said, I just checked in at this restaurant. Ooh.
Oh, that's how you did it. All right. All social media.
Hmm. Yeah, is that George?
Yes.
George, I'm calling from the corporate office. How are you?
Good.
My name is Dr. Werner. When you came in, the ethnicity detector noticed that you have a high percentage in your ethnicity, in your blood, of an inferior race that we have flagged here as an inferior race. Can I ask you what your genetic makeup is? Do you have any Judah in you, or
no?
Where are you? Are you Armenian at all, or where are you from? Are you Shvatsa?
Neither.
What are you exactly then?
Polish and Slavish.
Polish and Slavish. Well, that should be okay according to the computer. Did you have any intermarriage in your of any Judum, any Jewry in your ancestry, going back to your great grandparents?
Not that I know of.
Do you think anybody in your party might be Jewish?
No.
No, okay. It says here that you worked and you designed on the Polish submarine, a patch for the Polish submarine.
That's nice.
Yeah, apparently you invented the patch to fix the problem with the submarine the Polish had. It had the leaky access hatch with the screen door.
Okay.
Yeah. And apparently, did you have something to do with applying that patch to the whole Polish fleet?
Nope.
Okay, all right. Well, I just want to make sure there's no trouble from you or your people, all right?
There won't be.
We're going to be watching you, boy.
No problem.
All right, motherfucker. All right, can you put the lady back on the phone, please? Damn it.
Teresa, may I help you?
Yeah, I need you to keep an eye on that man, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be trouble. His ethnicity isn't pure. He's not pure European, Central or Western European, so we need to keep an eye on him.
Okay, hey, you have a wonderful day, okay?
Who, me?
I am really busy, and I'm running around, okay? So have a wonderful day.
Hey, listen.
I'll keep an eye on your friend, okay?
Yeah, because he's a Zionist, apparently.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. See? Doing a good job.
Wait, I guess we're representing Hamas at this point.
He's a Zionist. Yeah.
He's a bloody Zionist.
He's a Zionist.
We represent Hamas.
Yeah.
We'll put a missile in your ass if you don't quit it.
Yeah.
We'll just put one in there anyway.
Yeah, we got an iron dome.
And you stinking Jews will throw a missile back at us. What do? Let's keep tossing missiles.
Yeah, there we just, see, just keep
political commentary.
Our iron dome catches missile and we throw it back at you. Ha ha. That's what it's become down there now. Over there. Over and down there. Know what I mean?
That's right. Uber and down.
Uber and down.
Well, those advanced listeners to the Madhouse recognize that this is one of our little political forays here, our little micro segments, as we segue into the next call after a successfully executed call. My friend Hermanito, very nicely done.
As we play, I'll be seeing you. In the background here.
All right, Mr. Labia.
Labia.
As in Al.
Al Labia.
Al Labia. Rock the retard. One of you retards come up with that. I've got to say, and I'm impressed. It's a good one.
Yeah. Perth wants me to cancel some food. I thought I'd let you know Perth is listening.
No. Perth! Oh, my buddy! Hey, Perth, how you doing, my Ben buddy? Hey. He's a good guy, man. He's a real good guy. I'm so glad he stuck with us, even through all the bullshit. Thank you, my friend. You've been a good listener and friend and fan of the Madhouse.
On the Twit feed is Sarah Lane now. I guess she's starting Twit News tonight. Goes by the name of Killer Joe. And she's got like the horse tooth lisp thing going on, so I'm going to cut her off. So we missed our chance to hear that, apparently.
A pair of pointed-toed shoes with bold white stitches around the soles.
What are you listening to?
A black shirt, long white tie.
That.
A black pencil mustache. And, of course, a very wide-brimmed black felt hat.
Fuck you, boy. Play Beastie Boys instead. White people rap music, yeah. Heart of the
I forgot to ask you, did we get any reports on that segment where you played those demos I did?
No, no, no one said anything negative or positive. We get on the,
if I didn't, maybe they didn't put it together. All right, yeah. Cool. I was just curious.
I can play them, you know, later on. Sure.
Whatever, dude. Why don't you go ahead, dude? I didn't know. I was just curious. We got so busy in the last week, I couldn't catch up with you. So, yeah, moving right along. Yeah, if you want to at the end, maybe we can.
All right, here's the Phoenix Theater right down the street from the Twit Studios. It's Paul Hasley LaPorte, who's going to go in there to masturbate. Richard Pryor there.
Everybody. Take out the polls, duties, whatever. Duties, 419 and a half.
Cheers, Bookman. Enjoy your drugs. Your medicine. Your medicine, I mean. I'm sorry.
We're sorry. The number and country code.
Meet me.
Guy lie. Hey, what the hell happened there? I was babbling for a minute there, Hermione, to excuse my feminine babbling.
You're
but I'm back.
Feminine.
Oh, my God. Because of all this, it's a whole la 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 la. Wait, as usual, please.
I have an idea. Let's see if this pans out, guys. You ready?
Okay, it's now 4/20/20, everybody. That's pretty good, beloved Madhouse and my help.
I'm not going to tell you guys what it is I'm doing. I want to see how long it takes you guys to figure out this nefarious thing I'm doing. And while I'm doing it, before I start doing it, I wanted to mention that what I'm about to do, or at least attempt to do, it may not work, it may not get far at all, what I'm about to start trying to do here right now with this next call is something that you should not necessarily do just based on the fact that I do. It's
don't try this at home, kids. No, that's what he's trying to tell you.
Don't try. No, no.
This is our cleverly disclosed disclaimer. Yeah. This is not recommended for the normal listener.
Normal, yeah.
Basically abnormal listener. Because they're all abnormal if they're tuned in here.
Yeah, I say so. Yeah, they're all
defunct misfits.
They're all
that's right. Stupid. I'm one of you guys. What am I talking about?
anyway, Milkman, whatever. Nice try.
Yeah, the Disfunct Misfits Club, man. I mean, that is exactly what we got going on here, man. Yeah. It's so funny.
Sorry, it just involves me changing my caller ID, which I just did, and here we go. Wish me luck.
Click. Shh. Mute.
Yes, hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well, sir. How are you today?
Good, my name is Leo.
Okay, so how can I help you today?
I'd like to make an order. Do you have any chicken tikka masala?
Yes, we got.
Okay, do you do delivery?
Yes, if you're going to order like $25 before tax, I can do the delivery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we need to feed everyone here. Do you know where Twit Studio is?
Twit Studio?
Yeah.
Is this close by here on the Keller Street?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you bring to here, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, so I need 3 chicken tikka marsala.
Okay.
Okay, do you have any salad?
Yeah, we got a mixed house salad, we got cucumber salad.
Okay, the first one then?
Mixed house salad, how many mixed house salad would you like to get?
Two.
Two mixed house salad, yeah, okay.
And then 1 garlic naan.
Okay,
that's it.
So, would you like to get some rice as well?
No, yeah, 2 pilau rice.
Two rice, okay. You want basmati rice or brown rice?
Basmati.
Okay. So how spicy would you like to get, sir?
Not too spicy. American hot.
American hot. So yeah. Go with the medium one then?
Yeah.
Okay. So may I get a phone number, please?
Yeah, it's 800-605-8948.
Okay, it's Tweet House, yeah? T-W-I-T, yeah?
Yep, and then, I'm Leo, but I'm leaving, but, Sarah is gonna pay, Sarah Lane.
Okay, is he gonna pay cash?
Yeah, Sarah is gonna pay cash, so tell him to ask for Sarah.
Okay, no problem, sir.
How long will it be, do you think?
I will bring it there within half an hour, no problem. It's just close by, so...
Okay. All right, buddy. I'll see you later.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There, we'll send Sarah a whole bunch of bunches. A lot of people get jealous about me, but that's just
because they haven't got a thing. We got a bunch of pie.
Nah, I want to see if motherfuckers actually show up in half an hour, and we see him on air eating Indian food. Or Sarah would be like, I didn't order no fucking Indian food. We got like $80 right. worth of Indian food here.
So without giving it away, has anybody discovered what's going on yet?
Oh, I just gave it away. Stupid me, right? It's obvious what's going on.
I didn't say anything, so with you haven't completed all the dots. You just kind of like put the iron book out there. How can they connect the dots?
Yeah, I don't
pretty
know.
Easy at this point.
I'm
pretty
sure.
Easy to feel. I would say, yeah. But there are a few idiots out there that probably figure it out, and they're probably well qualified.
Milkman, you probably haven't figured it out yet, Milkman.
Fuck.
Cool.
That's all I gotta say, fuckers.
You wanna do some food? All right,
hey, did you see that cartoon, fuckers?
No.
I had the fucking cheeseburger with the fucking fries and fucking coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Corey.
Hey, I gotta go get my chicken out of the oven. It's gonna burn. Duh. It's been in there for like
alrighty.
An hour. Let me play a pranky call. Hang
you
on,
gotta
Milkman.
Quit balls, sir,
yeah, I'm gonna throw some calls on. I'll be right back. Hang on, Milkman.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to talk to you about some things. I've been seeing you at the gas station, and you've been looking so fine. Hello?
Oh, man.
God damn. Really, maybe she doesn't like Hispanics. I don't know.
I guess not. She turned
into only the brothers.
I got a Regina Cunts.
Hey, thanks for calling. To leave a message for Todd or Regina.
Hello? Oh, damn! I know you're there.
James, press 2.
Damn! Bye-bye. Hey, listen, Regina, we have unfortunately got to tell you that you have had signs of BD. And you need to report to the local BD clinic for testing. And you know what BD stands for? It stands for Paul's Dick, you fucking hoe. And now you've been down there sucking dick, and the balls went deep into your asshole. So you need to come to the baby clinic and stop fucking those guys, those gangsters. Do you want to be gangster? You come with me and you suck on my balls. And you lick them very good. And I put the eye in your face and you like it, man. Hey, this town's just like a great big pussy. Just wait to get fucked. Oh, I know, man. Well, you do you think I got a grease ball? Fuck you! Okay, I just cut the line, man.
You done? Okay. Okay, you got it out of here.
Go to Cages.
That sucks, man. I can't get nobody to pick up because it's funny to hear you interact with people.
That's all I need to talk to. Because I can throw it down.
Transportation, this is Matt. How may I help you?
Hey, listen. I tried to find a Somalian gentleman. I heard he has a cab. Excuse me, a limo.
A Somalian gentleman with a limo?
No, Somalian. Somalian.
Somalian.
Somalian, I believe.
Somalian. Somalian.
Yeah.
All right. A Somalian gentleman with a cab.
No. With a limo. He's supposed to pick me up here.
Pick you up?
LAX.
At LAX. How old was you?
Yeah. At the International Terminal.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
My name is Rico Suave.
Rico Suave.
Yeah, you heard that?
Yeah, that's a familiar name.
Okay.
Let me look at the computer real quick.
Okay.
What time did your flight arrive, sir?
Right, he just dropped off about an hour ago, I think.
All right.
I just changed my money. And I try to get through the shows.
You know, Mr. Suave, I don't have any
no record of that. It's Somalian gentleman.
Yeah.
He's supposed to pick me up right here.
Yeah, we don't have any Samoan drivers.
Samoan drivers? They don't drive the limos?
No, they don't.
Oh, man, he gave me the wrong information.
Yeah, I don't know who gave you this information, but I...
That's fine. You guys, how much are to pick me up?
How much does it cost to pick you up?
Yeah.
Let me see real quick. Where are you going?
Well, I think I'm going down Century Boulevard. I'm going to this hotel. I hear they have good hookers in there. It's Adventure. You know, L.A. Adventure is right on Century Boulevard.
All right.
Down by... I cannot remember.
Yay. For a town car? It's a regular sedan?
A sedan? I thought this was a limo.
A limo, hold on. I can get you a price for a limo, too.
Okay.
But just
unless you got somebody driving, man, I need a limo.
Man, we're booked right now.
I cannot drive. Oh.
You can't drive?
No.
Too many cocktails on the plane?
Yeah, I got that. A little yayo.
All right.
Got some yayo in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know the customs.
Yeah. You know the customs, huh?
Yeah, a couple people in there, my cousins.
Oh, your cousins, right?
Yeah.
I got cousins in customs, too.
Oh, really? We're going to have to party sometime with you.
Give me a call, man. You know,
okay.
It'll be roughly $300 to take you from LAX to Central Boulevard.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
you got a chauffeur?
I don't have anything available that's such short notice.
Okay, I understand, man.
I understand.
But what's your name?
My name is Matt.
Matt, okay. What kind of cousins? What's your name of your cousins? What's their last name in the customs?
Oh, man, they got long last names. You ready to write it down?
No. How long is it? I can't write too much now.
You know, Fale Apollo Polo.
Oh, wow. Okay, man. We come together and we get some yayos. We have a party.
All right.
That's what Los Angeles is all about, huh?
That's right. Welcome to L.A.
Hey, that's why I make L.A. a beautiful place sometimes. I tell you later. But anyways, you have a good day.
You too.
Hey, goodbye.
All right.
Okay.
Or whatever you want, you know.
Okay. Hello. May I speak to a Mr. Ahmed Yassin?
Ahmed Yassin?
Yes, I must speak to him immediately, please.
Who's this?
Who am I speaking with, sir? I'm not sure I can disclose that.
It's a very important matter, sir. I need to speak to Ahmed Yassin right away, please.
Ahmed or Mohammed?
Okay, it says right here in the paper. This is A-H-M-E-D. Okay?
Yep.
So I need that person right away.
No, I'm not Ahmed, I'm Mohammed.
Okay.
Here's
the problem.
Sure.
I'm just gonna have to answer some questions real quick.
Sure.
And we're gonna find out what's going on. We know we're having some problems, overseas.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, about the credit.
The credit card?
Right, what do you think's happening overseas? Why don't you tell me in your own words?
Sure.
And be honest.
Sure. Are you talking about the Lingua account that I called in today to cancel it today?
No. This is something a little more deep than that. We're not talking about credit cards.
Milkman, are you back?
This is very serious.
Milkman, it's very serious. Okay.
Yeah, I'm back now, man. I'm back. Sorry about that. I'll turn it off, man. I really miss him, dude. It was good hearing him, man. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I'm in the habit of putting my mute on and not letting it off because my fingers are so big I can't hit the button. Like when I touch the screen, it covers the whole screen, so I don't know exactly which button to hit.
Mm.
So that's your comment on how big my fingers are or how small my phone is, you pick.
Both.
Yeah, that's why I love you. You understand. It is both. And neither.
Yep. Answer. What?
Mi pueblo?
Oh, you open.
Yeah.
My little chicken. Yeah, how are you doing, sexy girl?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie Garcia.
Eddie?
Yeah, are you sexy girl?
I don't know.
Yeah, oh yeah, do you got nice labia? You know what is labia?
No, Jenny.
No, you know what labia is? A labia? You know what the labia is on a girl?
No.
Her labios? You know what labios are?
Mm.
Do you have labios?
Mm-hmm.
Down there? Labios there is called labia. Labia.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the big lips. That you have big lips or small lips?
I don't know.
How big is your panocha?
I don't know. Who is it?
What? Your bembas.
Your bembas, yeah. How big?
She got bembas.
Yeah, she understood bembas.
She did get bembas. I like that, man.
That's bembas.
Oh, I knew this chick with bembas, boy, back on St. Clair.
Food make it to Twit yet? How long do we got? Chatroom, help me out. What was our order? I should have noted it.
Man, have they ever discovered the codes and forwarded them yet? Are they still in the earnest search?
Yeah. Anyway. Looking for new numbers. A place called Paper Right, probably closed. Sleep City might be closed. EBGB General Store, why not?
Yeah.
You got the
I can't understand this, sorry.
Do you have Pape people?
Oh, yeah, we have little toys, plastic people toys.
Yeah, little Pape people.
I don't know if we have what you're looking for.
Okay, and but you have foo?
Foo, F-O-O?
Yeah, foo.
No, I don't think we have that either.
Oh, fucking shit, man. What do you have? What do you like? Man? Do you have hot dogs?
Oh, no, we don't sell food.
No? What do you have, then? Do you have any hambu?
There's, like, a children's store.
Oh, I thought it was food, and you had hambu?
No, 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 we don't have food. We carry, like, children's toys and
do
games.
Do you have horsey cat? Horsey cat?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't have horsey cat? Oh, shit, motherfucker. Do you have motherfucker?
No.
Okay, alright. Do you want to make banchur with me?
No.
Okay, do you know what that is?
No.
It means sister fuck, you know?
Oh my god, yeah, this is not an appropriate.
Are you someone's brother or sister? Are you someone's brother or sister?
Oh my god,
Oh my god.
Yes.
You are? Yeah, so if I have sex with you, I'll be a sister fucker, huh? It's just a click. Click.
She was fun. She had a good sense of humor. She tolerated it for a little while, then she spit it out.
Downtown Petaluma Starbucks. This is Paige.
Hey, honey. How are you?
Who are you? Hello?
Hey, how are you, honey? How you doing, honey?
Who is?
Honey, baby. My name is Leo. Leo Laporte.
And how may I help you?
I want to do a segment in your Starbucks. I want to go there and we're going to talk about the new baby style and birdie style that you've got. The birdie style. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. Just a moment, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody wants to give me some fancy food...
Yeah, if they're expecting us to pay for it, no, thank you.
Oh, that's not all right. Are you going to stop and see coffee? It'll do that. We get like one day.
So apparently they arrived. And she says, no, I didn't order it. Well, I said Leo ordered it for Sarah.
All right, just turn it off.
All this is the tweet response.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She was just saying that she didn't order any food. So the order went through. I'm trying to see if she says something else.
Nice.
Here we go. Shh. Did you order food? Tabachi's recording it, thankfully.
Somebody walked by moaning too.